I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zen Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What's up? This is your girl, Chalk Mommy. Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Yes, I know already. I know I sound like shit. I'm still getting over my cold, so my sexy voice is a little gruffy. And I'm laughing because I saw something on my Facebook page, and it fucked me out, and it threw me off balance. It made me laugh, and I'm supposed to be pissed off right now. But you know what? It's all good. Now, let me go ahead and show you guys something. Look, I can't stand no popo hoes. Popo hoes are a bitch that will call the police and be a snitch for no motherfucking reason. So, let me tell you something. When you call the fucking police and make up motherfucking lies and make them come to somebody's house for no motherfucking reason, and then you have your pussy pop of a boyfriend call the police back again and make up some other lies, that will piss a motherfucker off. And on top of that, don't be calling 911 being anonymous. Don't think that somebody ain't going to find out. And don't think that when you call 911, your number ain't recorded. And don't think if you don't, a motherfucker don't have friends in high places. So let me go ahead and just remind y'all motherfuckers, don't ever get on my bad side because I have resources everywhere. So now I'm going to have to see a motherfucker tomorrow because they want to be a popo hoe and they want to be a snitch. I swear, mind your own motherfucking business, stay in your own motherfucking lane, and you will never have a motherfucking problem. You'll get through life and you'll go somewhere and you'll be some motherfucking body. Now, that's my public service announcement for popo hoes and pussy pops. Now, to address the issue that happened last Wednesday, Wednesday, I'm waiting for Ashton to call into the show, because if you guys was listening Wednesday, we were talking about situations, and then, you know, Big Tone, he's a regular on the show, he came on, and he said something foul, and it made my boo-boo feel a certain way. So, you know, she threw out there, you know, it was a little slick-ass comment about Nutcrackers, and she made a comment about Tone liking, you know, everybody know Tone like to get his dick sucked by transvestites. It's just a nigga bitch or a nigga with a wig and some fake titties, but at the end of the day, y'all both got dick, so he's still a dude. So he said some slick shit, they got into it, and he made a little slick-ass comment that he calls into the show as a favor. A motherfucker ain't got to call into my motherfucking show, and I'm still going to be winning. You're not doing me no motherfucking favors, because all you're doing is when you come on and just making us laugh and think about a nigga sucking your dick and you saying that you're not gay. So don't ever come on my motherfucking show and disrespect my co-host. So I do hope that you call in tonight, because I'm about to give it to you. I never get jazzy or whatever with my supporters, but when you cross the motherfucking line and you get out of line and you get out of order, then you gonna make the bitch come out of me. That's what's gonna happen. So, you know, I'm a relax and I'm a relate and I'm a chill. You know what I'm saying? I'm already in a crazy ass mood. You know what I'm saying? Because I have too many negative situations around me, and I just gotta remove myself from so much negative bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I must be having some serious ass blessings coming in 2014. So I can't be thinking of the petty shit from 2013. Can't be thinking about my haters, even though y'all motivate me to do greater things and y'all help my success be even greater. But anyway, I'm going to play some music. Normally it's like Slow Jam Sunday. We're supposed to be like all over the place today. We're supposed to have a show tonight. I removed myself from that whole Grandmaster Jay situation with Mill Ticket, the lies, the internet, bending, being offended, being on the defensive, going on the offensive, ready to fight the world. I can't do all that, because at the end of the day, it ain't my battle. I don't got shit to do with me. I'm not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know me. My life is an open book. If you ask me, I'll tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we gonna keep it moving. We're going to do some other shit. Tonight, I might call a chick that's being disrespectful and check her ass live online. It just depends on what happened when if I get the number in time or whatever. So tonight, we're just going to sit back. We're going to be on cruise control, and we're just going to let shit happen. We're going to be natural. We're going to be turned the fuck up. It's officially no manners tonight. I have no motherfucking manners. I don't give a fuck. I'm in my zone, whatever, however you want to do it. So let me see. What the fuck am I going to play tonight? I'm in a turned up mood, but I'm also like, in a sexy mood, so to speak. So I'm not really sure what direction I want to go tonight. So, I mean, I have callers lighting up. I don't know who the hell they are. I don't know what the hell they going to say. But if you want to talk to me or you got something you want to say, by all means, press that one and let's get it popping. Oh, shit. Why'd I say that? Oh, guys, I'm scared to even open this line up. So I don't know who this is. But I'm just going to say the last two numbers. 4246, what's poppin'? Hello? Hello?
Yo.
Hi.
What's happening?
Okay.
Yo, what's good with you?
Who the hell is this? This sounds like a familiar ass voice.
Who you think it is? It's your baby daddy, nigga. What's happening?
Nah. I don't fuck with none of my baby daddies.
Yeah. It's your baby daddy, nigga. What's happening? What's good with you?
You must be the baby daddy of the baby I ain't had yet that I didn't know was inside my body that's been laying up in this motherfucker for about 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm. That's me, right? That's that nigga. What's going on, Chuck?
Nothing. What's up, boo boo? How you doing?
Hey, you know how to do it. Let's call and check on you real fast. How you doing? You good?
I'm doing good. There's so much hate in the world.
I just heard you talking about your man called in. Your man called in and was talking shit, huh?
Man, when I tell you
what
happened just now, I don't know. Ashton was talking about her situation. Then he said some slick shit about her situation. But then she must have drank too many nutcrackers, and she's like, you got me fucked up. You don't want to be nutcracking nuts.
Wow. He went there? He went there with her?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then she went there with him. Then
wow,
after the show, he took it on Twitter.
Oh, he did?
Uh-huh. But he was smart, and he DM'd her. And then I sent a tweet like, yo, whatever happened on the show, happened on the show. She ain't on that shit no more. Let it go.
Right,
but
right,
no,
right.
He kept popping off. Then the next thing you know, he blocked her.
Wow. That's crazy.
And then he
I'm saying,
dude,
no, he did some foul shit, though, huh?
Then he made him like, oh, I'm calling the show doing y'all a favor. You ain't never
really?
Doing me no motherfucking favor. You ain't never doing me no motherfucking favor.
Well, I haven't trained you on the show. That's crazy. He only trained you on the fucking show. That's crazy, yo. Damn.
I mean, hell, if I was a dude that had a dick and some titties and I might have wanted to suck your dick, you might have been doing me a favor. Hell, I was doing you a favor. We was doing each other a favor. But I'm strictly dickly, so you ain't doing shit for me.
That nigga's crazy, huh? He went there, huh?
Man.
I'm surprised he went there, though.
Man.
Must have been a full fucking moon, right?
He went there. Why he went there, I don't know. Mo was like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh, shit. My thing is, if you bold enough to say some shit on my show, you better be bold enough to repeat it. Don't be like, oh, ain't the show recorded? Y'all can go back and listen to it. You really feeling yourself. You must have had. You must.
He went there.
Oh,
the street.
Yes, like, he must not know that, okay, but wet and feeling good, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling bad, so I was just like, okay, we just gonna let this show go. You know what I'm saying? So I let it go.
Yeah. He took it there.
Because I was
there,
doing my own show, you know, I'm doing my own shit. Then next
what you
thing
got
you know,
going on? What you got going on? Huh?
So,
What you got going on? What you got going on? What's wrong? What you mean your shit?
I got shit going on now. I'm good. I have some personal issues. But I'm straight. You know, personal issues, personal life. Shit happens. I'm good. But, you know, everybody was asking me about my situation. So, you know, I was telling them about my situation and why I pulled away from my situation without really going into a whole lot of detail and stuff like that.
Oh.
And then, you know, that's when other motherfuckers, you know, started talking about they didn't like the word situation. A situation is a relationship that got different levels to it.
Correct.
So, you know, your definition of a relationship can be whatever, but at the end of the day, it's still a motherfucking situation. A marriage is a situation. The situation between
right.
a man and a woman that married each other. Situation between a boyfriend and a girlfriend. Situation with these motherfuckers that fuck each other. Everything in life is a situation.
Yeah, we have one.
So, you know, I guess, you know, if a motherfucker don't like the word situation, then I guess you want a title to something. You got a title. Situation, motherfucker.
Right. So, I'm saying, but why did he pop off? Why did he pop off talking shit, though?
I don't know. That's the thing that got me confused. Like, what happened? Like, why did you go there?
Damn. Was she busting about him being a fag? What happened?
No,
what happened?
She didn't even say that until he said that.
Wow.
So it was just like, what the fuck? Like, it threw everybody off because we were all shocked. Like, who in the hell does that? Who says that? You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I guess the little pussy pop felt some type of way. He was in his feelings.
Damn. He went there with it, huh?
Yes. And she went there. Then he told her that he would put her on blast day one.
He put on blast, bro?
Yeah.
Right, I mean,
put
I'm saying.
Somebody on fucking blast.
I'm
like,
saying,
that's
I mean,
what I don't understand. How you going to put somebody on blast for what? What?
Wait,
I'm
saying.
A relationship.
What he, I'm saying, what he know about her? He
going to
put on blast. He going to put on blast then. No shit about
exactly.
her. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, like, how you? Did you get my text tonight?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, good. Cause
which
my
one?
Phone tripping.
The one with the
about the show.
The madness. No matters.
Yeah,
I got that.
Yeah.
Three times.
So, I mean, that's my thing. Like, you know, out of all the times you done called in, motherfuckers done dissed you for you not owning up to being gay. You know what I'm saying? You gonna turn around and try to snap on the motherfuckers that be trying to hold you down.
Right. Damn. That nigga's funny, yo, for real. Damn.
He too damn funny.
That's crazy. I'm surprised he went there, though, for real, y'all. Because he know better than that shit, though. Everybody knows what he do. You know what I mean? That's real crazy.
Yes.
Dude, funny with it. Where's your co-host at? Where's she at, your co-host?
I just texted her to see where she was at and whatnot. So, you know, she's coming.
I know he ain't scared off. I know he ain't scared off the show. Did he scared off or what?
Oh, hell no. She may be doing something with her daughter, getting her down for bed and shit. But no, hell no. Trust me on that. But she was making sure I was still going to do the show because I had some manners.
You got some manners. So now, hold on, wait. Now who called? Now, who's in the cops of your crib? What happened with that shit right there?
It wasn't in my crib.
Who's crib?
It was my son's crib.
Oh, shit, for real?
Uh-huh.
Is he good? You all right?
Hey, good. I went over there. What? Because she a popo hoe. I couldn't knock on her door asking what the fuck is her problem.
All right.
But I'm going to see you in the street somewhere. And, I mean, keep in mind, bitch, call the police. I always keep bond money. I always keep bail money.
Yeah, that's true.
You're right. I work all the damn time. So if I got to spend my money to bond myself out, that's what you do. So that's why it's just like, bitch, I will whoop your ass, bond out, whoop your ass, bond out. I mean, all they're going to do is just compile all the charges and consolidate them and give me probation. I mean, and then it's funny, I'll smack the shit out of you and call the police and tell them I assaulted you. Like, what the fuck? Come on now. I got friends in high places, bitch.
Right. Now, what's the deal with you? Now, what's the deal with you and old boy? You know what I'm talking about?
I'm in a comfortable place.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm in a comfortable place. It opened my eyes to see a lot of fake people around me.
Right.
People who I thought was my friends, I can't say that they are.
Right.
I just say God allows things to happen in your
for
life
a reason.
to open your eyes to the bullshit.
No doubt.
And so I'm at a comfortable place. I'm at a happy medium. And hey, Ashton, turn up.
Turn up, my nigga.
Ashton's back. She's back.
Turn up, my nigga. She said, I spoke to my lawyer, bitch. You could get slapped.
Every hit is 200 bonds. Okay, boom, boom, boom. This hit is that goes five motherfucking slaps, and I'ma use my open hand and slap you because I heard that was the most the most disrespectful way to hit a motherfucker is an open hand slap.
Open hand.
Some people said they'd rather get spit on than to get slapped with an open hand.
Oh,
I guess I might need to ask. I might need to ask NMA, aka Tina Turner. Did it hurt when I slapped her ass? Her ass with that open hand.
Listen, did it hurt when she slapped his ass back, Philman?
Boy, when she walked out there in that white suit, boy, all bloodied up at the hotel. I'm Tina Turner. I don't got much money, but I'll pay you back. Shit, come on in here, girl. Let us clean you up. Hey, call the National Enquirer. Tina Turner whooped ass in our hotel.
Okay.
I'm waiting for... I wonder if Tone's going to call in. You're supposed to be doing me a favor by calling into the motherfucking show. Or he probably on some nutcrackers right now.
I'm going to kill you, motherfuckers. Tone, mad at y'all niggas down.
I'm mad at him, though, because he tried the wrong person. Mr. GA, I promise you, I've never seen my co-host go off like that on the show. She's always so professional. Man, that new that BK accent came out of her. It was like BK Bronx. You know what I'm saying? The Bronx. You know, Brooklyn Bronx.
Man,
even all
Bronx.
At once. Yes. All that shit came out.
I grew up.
Man, she was sitting in that fire. She was in that fire. I was like, oh my God.
I'm going to snatch one from Jazzy. This is my disclaimer. I am not a person that you cannot talk about their situations or what have you. But you will not sit here and talk about mine like yours is clean. You're not. You're not going to do that. And you're not going to say what I'm doing in my life is wrong, because I could never say that about you. And you're not going to tell me what I need to do with anything or anyone, because I don't do that to you. Everybody has buttons. Everybody has triggers. And they found mine.
He found your trigger, huh?
He found it.
He found it. He found it real fast.
He found it. And I'm not the one that's like, oh, you can't, you know, you can't joke, you can't laugh. Because the last conversation we had, I was, you know, ready to get clowned on. I was ready for that. And I was ready to be like, you know, I'll take pointers and blah, blah, blah. But they came at me the wrong way.
Wrong way.
I was like, everybody pull up a chair because you need to have a seat.
He about to get it. He about to get it. So Tone, so they said, Tone said, he going to put you on blast. What Tone know about you?
He don't know shit about me other than he want to buy my...
He want to buy your what?
He want to buy my youth fannies. He want to be the manager of that operation. What? There's a hustle and everything. Let's go.
That's a funny dude. That's a funny guy, yo.
And they
say he is not gay. He's not gay because he fuck with men. That's a woman. Tones, that's a woman. He said, y'all some bullshit. That's a woman. That's not no fucking faggot. That's not no man. That's a woman.
And he still, despite how he feels, I never told him what he needs to go and do.
And we did. We damn sure did.
Okay.
Everybody just that nigga on the show.
What he needs to go and do. And he told y'all, he said, I do y'all a favor by calling it. I said, what you say to me?
Wow. He doing y'all a favor by calling in.
That's what he said.
That's Chuck's homeboy, though. Chuck, that's your boy, Chuck.
What?
That's Chuck's homeboy. That's a homeboy there. That shot nigga right there, she know it is. Yo, everybody on the phone, they trying to clown his ass. She like, all right, y'all, chill, back up. Leave my man alone,
I'm just saying, I'm trying to, I mean, I didn't know that he was going to go off the deep end and start acting like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he was having withdrawals. Maybe he
missed
he had dinner that night and shit just didn't go their way. You know, I'm just,
Yeah, bitch tendencies. That's what it is.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm just, you know. I don't know if he's gonna call in tonight. I mean, he should. I mean, that's only the right thing to do. Because, you know, my thing is, evidently, you didn't feel like you said everything you had to say, so you took it to Twitter. So,
call his phone. You got his number? Call his phone.
No, I don't.
Damn, you can't play right here? Damn. Call his fucking phone now.
You
say no, bitch.
I'll tweet him and be like,
We on the show, nigga. What's happening? Talk shit now.
Hold on. My computer. Hold on.
Talk shit now. If the phone is open, talk shit now.
Yes.
It's definitely open right now. Talk about it.
Here you go. Might have left it in last week. And that's hard, too. It's just, I'm the type of person that, if I spoke loud, that means we could speak another day. If I ain't say nothing, be afraid.
Right, that's true. Don't say, I mean, anybody know from New York, I mean, we always speak loud and talk shit, so you speak it out, it's done, it's over, then you keep moving. It's another day, that's all. Nobody mad at nobody no more. Just stick your peace and keep moving. That's some real violent type shit. I'm going to fuck you up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, it's all good. It's just nothing but words, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Everybody have a point where, you know, it's a disagreement and you say what you got to say. But if I say nothing, there's no words for this,
forget about it.
I can't save you. I can't save you.
She said forget about it.
Mm.
Get him on the phone, Jack. I want to hear this shit.
I just tweeted him.
I called him for some action, for real. I want to hear this shit today.
Yeah, I tweeted him, you know, like, are you going to call him and finish what you started
on
Wednesday night?
Right, man. Fuck them motherfuckers down there. Playing with me. Playing with me and shit. She going to try to go off on me because she from the fucking Bronx. Fuck that. I'm from Brooklyn, nigga. She don't know me.
Man, please. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? He's gonna go get Mr. C and they're gonna try to jump my bitch. No, not today.
You're gonna fuck her. We're gonna scratch her. I need my Vaseline.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Hold
on,
I
need
my Vaseline.
That's all right, nigga. It's going down. Remember, that's still a man you're fighting, though. You're still fighting a fucking man. Even though you're a bitch, you're still a man.
Right.
Really
I'm
give it
to ask, when men were coming up, did they use Vaseline before they started fighting, or they just started scrapping and that was it?
They started scrapping, that was it.
Oh, because I've never heard a guy say, you know, oh, a nigga wants let me get my Vaseline.
Is that what he said?
No, I'm just saying I never heard that.
What the fuck? Get my Vaseline.
Oh, man. I must have thought he was getting a backdoor surprise. Lord. That's that old school shit. You know, Vaseline was out before we came out of jail, you know. That was a rough ride. Rough ride through the back door. No,
get it.
I ain't gonna lie. I used that shit. I didn't know what KY jelly was. Shit. I ain't have no Vaseline.
Work.
Motherfucker used lotion.
Oh, my God.
Vaseline for what, Chop?
Don't worry about all that.
Jack!
Don't worry.
Whoa. Back up, nigga.
Vaseline
for what, Chop? Huh?
Oh, to put on my feet.
Hold on, Chad. What you talking about, boo? We done missed here.
Nothing. Everybody done tried backdoor loving once, nigga. Stop playing.
You said what?
Everybody done tried some backdoor loving once. Stop playing.
Chopping into the back door. Not chopping mommy in the back door.
Mm.
Talk about that, Chuck.
I ain't shitting on a nigga, so I'm good.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing you did to the nigga.
I mean, I heard some horror stories. Niggas pulled out, and it was just a hot, shitty mess. I mean, you got a little loose right there.
I mean, listen, those are the breaks. Like, what do you expect, my nigga?
You should have loaded up in there. That's an instant laxative. Sorry, niggas.
You know what I'm saying? What do you expect? How you mad when you have sex and you have anal sex and there's shit on your dick? How do you get upset behind that?
Yeah, because you're going to a shitty situation. So that's fucked up. How you get mad?
You know what I'm
saying?
Right? That's like signing up to the army and mad you in Iraq.
Yeah, that's some bullshit, right?
That is
some fucked up shit. For real.
I mean, what you expect?
That bitch. That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
That's some bullshit right there.
Hey, y'all. Chocolate City Magazine coming back in 2014, bitches. Yes. We is about to kill. About to kill shit.
Excited.
We is about to, man, we got lots of stuff for 2014, and it's going to be a quarterly issue. I got to start posting up pictures every day on Instagram and doing a Vine. My daughter is going to love that because I guess I'm ratchet enough to have Vine up, you know what I mean? When each issue drops, we'll have a launch party and do a live show in a different city. First city. We're talking about Miami. Yes. Oh, my goodness. I'm excited about that because, boy.
I miss Miami.
I miss Miami, too. I miss running through niggas in Miami. They just ain't had no kind of fuck game. What the hell?
She
felt like
no
they
fucking
from...
cool, is she? No style.
They felt like they
put
was the GA.
Say what? You say?
They felt like they hang with you. I'm just saying. What?
Chop mommy, boy.
I know. Oh, shit.
Get the rap.
Could this be CC? Oh, wait a minute. 4031, what's poppin'?
What's happening? What's happening? This CC, y'all.
Mr. GA, you got 3 turned up chicks on the phone tonight. It's going down, my G.
That's a good look.
No,
that's a good look.
Damn, why I can't remember tone number. Damn it, I never had it.
Hey, yo,
you need to get that little bitch ass nigga on this motherfucker. Straight up, he fucking with little son.
Oh, God.
He don't want no problems.
Oh, God. He sound like a thug. I'm scared.
Should I say she don't want no problems? Which one should I say, he or she?
He. No.
He, she don't want no problems.
Oh, hell no. Oh, Lord. It's going down tonight. I feel it.
What?
I feel it. Oh, my God. And this nigga ain't even returning the tweet. I know he done seen it. Lord.
He a bitch made nigga. He a bitch nigga, that's why.
Oh, Lord. CeCe has spoken. Oh.
He's in the building.
Straight up. Tell that nigga CeCe from Florida say he a bitch nigga. I hope he hit a replay. That's right. Come to Florida, nigga. Gunshine State. Talk about it.
Hey, Gunshine State. She said
okay.
Gunshot
State. Here we go, y'all. What up, Tom?
Going on.
Tom, put it back. Oh, Brooklyn. He came on the line. My man. Get him, Tom.
What I got to be scared about? Why, I don't understand. What's the problem?
That's Brooklyn for you right there. He ain't scared. All right, y'all, put it out there. He's on the phone. Now talk to him.
Yes, yes.
What up, bitch, nigga?
Action, I'm giving you the floor.
No, I'm just saying on Twitter he said he was going to put me out there, so I wanted to know what was there to be put on.
When did I say I was going to put you out there? When I say I was going to put you out there? And when on Twitter did I say I was going to put you out there?
Okay.
I DM you. I DM'd you to be one-on-one. When did I say I was going to put you out there?
You be making up.
Who out there day one? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the message that you sent her on Twitter and the DM.
What did I say in the DM? All I was just conversation. That's all I said. And
nobody
about to put somebody put out there. All I said was, she came by her face. That's all I said.
She said what?
All I said was she came by her face. I don't understand what the problem is. I really don't understand what the problem is. I DM'd her, so it would be all over Twitter. That's why I DM'd her, and whatever she said, she said. Whatever I said, and I left it alone. That's all it was. My thing was, I was just trying to explain to her, she coming at me. I don't know why you was even coming out your face at me. And my whole thing was, I didn't even care about whatever her situation was. My thing was, all I said from the beginning was that the title itself, situation, is not a good, it doesn't make sense. That's all I said, right? And then she's going to say, if you read the DM, she said that I teamed up with Mo, so she threw shots, and whoever was in the way caught it. That's what she said, that I teamed up with Mo. I never teamed up with Mo. You know what I'm saying? Mo
hold
never
on.
Teamed up with me.
Hold on, because I have the DMs right here.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, it says, just to let you know, people only know what I told them, so don't act like you got dirt on me, because I put you out there day one. That was tone. That's the first DM that he sent her.
I put it out there from day one. It probably didn't come up, but what I was saying was, I said, people only know what I told them. I put it out
there. Okay, Chuck, what he's saying was, okay, that's probably a typo.
Okay,
what he's saying was, what he's saying was, he put his own shit out there from day one, not her. He's saying he put his own shit out there from day one, what he's saying. You follow me?
Okay.
That's what
right.
Saying.
That's exactly
so
what
that's
I'm
what
trying
said.
To say.
I put it out there from day one.
Right.
I'm not putting her out there because I don't really know nothing about her. Just from the show, from what we spoke about on our phone conversation. That's it. But for what I was saying was, she was acting like that. That people know shit about you. People only know what I told, and I put it out there from day one when I called the show the first time. So niggas only know what I told them. And that's what I was saying. I put it out there day one. So it's not like I came on here and made myself like I'm somebody and you found dirt on me. I'm the one that put it out there on myself.
Who gave a fuck about your
dirt?
So
nobody got nothing.
Nobody gave a fuck about your dirt. What I give a fuck about is how you come at me.
How I came at you? You had an attitude for the minute I came on the show the other day.
I have an attitude. I had a great night. You understand what I'm saying to you? My problem with you is the way you speak to people. You don't come out your face telling them what they need to do. One. Understand what I'm saying to you? Because nobody's told you what you need to do with your life.
Well. I don't care what people do with their life. And I don't care what people talk about my life or they can't say shit. My thing was, you took shit out of context.
Well,
you got all serious with it. First of all, motherfuckers was fucking up, was playing with her. She the one that got all serious with it. Niggas is playing with you. You know what I'm saying? You the one that got all uptight, got all serious with it, and took it all personal.
Trust me, I was not uptight.
Yes,
like
you
I said
tight.
Earlier,
you got crazy. You
said,
obviously you feel tight about it now.
And
motherfuckers is tweeting me at 10 o'clock at night, talking about calling the show. All of a sudden now, it's
who's
a big thing for me to call into the show. I got like 3
who's
and a half
that?
Weeks
oh,
in
well,
the last 5 minutes.
We need you to call in the show because you do us that favor.
All of a sudden now, I'm commodity now to call into the show. I get tweets about calling in to finish what I started. I ain't start shit. You the one that started.
Well,
I ain't say nothing. All I was just playing along with the little so-called game, and everybody got me. You the one that got personal, so obviously it's a little more seriously for you.
How I
and
get
you take the personal.
How did I get personal, and I'm getting DMs?
Because I was just explaining to you, because you got all crazy
explaining
and put on
what?
A new
how
show, and
it's
obviously
you're
trying to put a show
if
on
you
tonight,
give a fuck if
you know what I'm saying? But your
how
people's
are
where it can't be. It's not even that serious. Obviously, you lost sleep over it. I ain't losing no sleep over it.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Yourself, sweetheart.
Get him. Ashley, you better get him. Oh, I get him.
Ain't about no getting nobody. This shit was like about 5 days ago. Motherfuckers are still talking about it. Like,
that's
really?
All I got to say.
This shit is corny, yo. This shit is whack. It's corny. I don't even know why niggas
now
even bring it up.
And I'm that doing a favor for people calling in the show. What is that?
This is whack, yo. Mm-hmm. Also, you still, how you talk about to call in to finish what I start? What I start?
Because
well,
the show,
I ended the show on Wednesday.
Because Tone, you had said some slick shit. You was like, you was calling into the show doing us a favor. Then was like, say what? And you was like, you didn't repeat yourself. You was like, ain't this show recorded? You all can go back and listen to it or whatever. And then I'm just like, what the hell? Where the hell did all of this come from? Because normally we don't do that. We don't act like that. You know what I'm saying? You and Ashton was having an exchange of words. And me personally, both of y'all, like, we all get along well. So the hostility is not something that I do or that goes on, because you know that when people come on the show and they be wanting to attack your character because you put what you put out there since day one, we always be like, no, it ain't going to be no disrespect. We don't let people disrespect you, but I can't be letting you disrespect the show like that because
that
you did
true.
Say some
that
slick
is,
stuff.
That is true.
You did say some
true.
Slick stuff, so that's why I'm like, we're going to finish what was started on Wednesday, because I didn't have the energy, nor did I have the patience to go back and forth, because for one, I was sick as fuck. Two, I was dealing with a whole lot of shit. Three, I was emotional. Four, I didn't want to turn into a bitch to anybody on my show. So, therefore, I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? That's why I tweeted and I said, because you had already DM'd her, I said, the show is over. She ain't on that no more. I was like, let it go. But then y'all had y'all personal conversation on Twitter. So then I was like, okay, because when Wednesday, in all actuality, she was actually trying to say something to where maybe you and Mo could have helped her out in her situation. But then all of a sudden, shit just went all the way to the west when it didn't have to.
But
nobody was trying to be slick.
Me and Mo wasn't even trying to get out. We was fooling around. We was laughing. If you listen back at the tapes, if you pull up the tape, this is what I said. Just listen to the replay, and motherfuckers is like, well, what you said, I'm not going to repeat myself, listen to the replay. If you go back and listen to the replay, Mo was laughing, I was laughing, we was making shit a joke. She's the one that got all serious and all of a sudden jumped on my case. And my thing, I'm like, yo, I wasn't even on air 20 minutes. Obviously, I was on for like 2 hours. I just came in. And my thing was, I was like, yo, how you coming at me, though? My thing is you feel like it's a problem, but my thing to come at me like that, talking about, oh, well, we got dirt on you and this and that. What dirt you got on me that I ain't put out there? It's not dirt if I put it out there.
No, it's not dirt because you put it out there, but it's not what you do, it's how you do it, and you said some slick stuff. So, did you not say that calling into the show, you doing us a favor? Because I didn't cut the audio and go back and upload it so I could play it so you could hear it. That's why we was like, what did you say? And he was like, I'm not going to repeat myself. Because even after the show, Mo called me and was like, what the fuck?
Because my thing
was...
So do
you not remember saying that? Or was that in the heat of the moment?
But I did say that. In the heat of the moment, yeah, I did say that.
Okay, so you said what you said in the heat of the moment, so therefore it's not right for her to say what she said in the heat of the moment?
But I said that after she said that. If you go back to the tape, I'm sure that I said that after she came out her face. I was fooling around. I was making jokes and shit, but she came out of her face and I realized, I'm like, hold up, you getting serious with me? You coming at your face? Nah, we're not going to do that here. Because I don't come on here for all that. I come on here to joke around, talk shit, whatever the case may be, but I don't come on here for no serious personal shit. And if anybody got any personal issues, you need to go handle that before you come on this show. Because I'm going to come on this show with my personal issues like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I say what I say, but I come on with shit that I do. I don't come on here talking about this situation and that situation. I'm on here to interact. Whatever the show's about, we're going to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I said what I said that night, because your topic that night was something about, what is something you did. I forgot what it was. But
We didn't have a topic that night. When you came in on the show, we were talking about, Mo was talking to Ashton about her situation. Then Mo was like, yo, Chop, what happened to your situation?
No, I'm not talking
what
about
happened
that
to
night.
Your mystery
I'm not,
man?
I'm not talking about Wednesday night. I'm talking about the first time that I ever came on your show. The reason why I said what I said is your topic of the night that night, the first time that I came on your show about a year or two ago was something, it was about confessions or something like that or whatever the case may be. I'm not talking about Wednesday night. Wednesday night, I came in on your show like around 11:15. The show was almost over. You understand what I'm saying? So my thing is, when I stepped in, and Ashley could say what she say, but even when I said hi to her on the show, she was like, she said like hi, like she did me a favor by saying hi, whatever. So my thing was like, yo, obviously you was like from jump. I know by somebody's tone of voice on what their attitude is at that moment. You know what I'm saying? I'm not done. I know how people are. I can tell by people's body.
A lot of attitude on the show,
right?
Talk
on the phone.
Okay. A lot of attitude on the show.
You know?
That's not good. Yo, who had an attitude?
I had an attitude from day one, he said.
I didn't say from day
good.
One. I'm talking
no,
about,
you were saying
oh,
that you had an
about,
attitude Sunday when you spoke, but she didn't have an attitude when she spoke to you.
To me, it seemed like she had an attitude, and I left her alone. Whatever she said, and I was like, oh, okay. When Mo came in and started talking about the whole situation then, or whatever, my whole thing was, when y'all was explaining this whole situation, the reason why I chimed in is I was trying to explain, well, the title situation it doesn't make sense. My thing is, you're either going to be a friend, a boyfriend, wifey, or a hubby. My thing, all I was trying to say was, if a female tells me I'm her situation, I'm not going to be bothered with her. That's my thing, is I'm nobody's situation. You know what I'm saying? I'm nobody's option. You know what I'm saying? That's my thing. But then Mo came in, and he threw in something else, or whatever the case may be, so I was just going along with it. If you look at the DMs, she started saying that me and Mo, that I teamed up with Mo and got at her, so she threw shots, and whoever was in the way got it. Like, what was
okay,
that about?
Okay,
nobody
so
teamed up with nobody.
So basically it was a misunderstanding. That's what it was, really?
Who's this talking? Who is this talking?
That's
Mo?
G-A.
That's Mr. G.I.
What's up, Tone?
Well, why don't you call Mo and bring him on also the same way you hit me up so he can explain his side? Because nobody teamed up with Mo.
No, because Mo was at that event in Maryland.
Oh.
What is that? The biker thing with the big pajama party? Was it Pink Panther? Some shit like that? Y'all know what I'm talking about?
He explained that the other day.
Yeah, once a year in Maryland, it's a big ass pajama party that bites whole. It's a whole lot of fucking and whole lot of flexing. Niggas been working out in the gym for the last 6 months so they can go to Maryland and walk around and some little boxer briefs and, you know, wife beater and, you know, flex and show off their muscles and see which bitch they going to fuck and bitches look and see which niggas they going to fuck. And it's just like a fuck fest. Mo and Hertz are at that this weekend.
Okay.
Well, good luck for him.
What the fuck that?
Had your work, you know what I'm saying, and had I not been sick, you know, I might have ventured down there and seen what it was like and experienced some biker dick, but you know, hey, that's not going to happen.
Biker dick's funny.
I'm just saying. So, you know, Ashton.
Mm-hmm.
You there?
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. Yeah.
So it seems like there was, you know, some
misunderstanding. That's what
and
it was, right?
Everybody got bent out the way. So
right.
Can we all come together and just be like, okay, we're talking it out, so we good to
can we all get along?
I'm sorry.
Can we all get along?
My daughter interrupted. She being rude.
What she say?
Can we all get along?
I said, what's up, boo? I said, what's up, boo?
What's up, boo? You can call in and say, hey. Okay. So we agree to.
As I said before, if I'm speaking, we don't have a problem. When I'm not speaking, there's a problem.
Got a problem. And now that's the Bronx talking, right?
Yes. So now that it ain't no fucking problem, now we can help her with her problem. What happens when you date, when you're in a situation, and that situation is dominant as fuck? You have no wins in you. Can y'all help her out?
Thank you. That's where we were going with that.
Can y'all help her out? Because that's where we were going on Wednesday. I met her boyfriend situation. That motherfucker ain't nothing nice. My girl can't get no motherfucking wins. That nigga, I like, he fuck her balls up and just be like.
Say what now? What happened?
Let me
break this shit down. Come on, break it down. What happened?
The situation be dogging her. Like, she ain't got no wins. The only win she got is that she get that motherfucker some capital punishment head and knock him out sleep. Other than that, that motherfucker owns her. I mean, he said some moves to her that... On Sunday, y'all should have seen my boo. Her face was just like, oh, she was having flashbacks, and I'm right there like, what the fuck? Like, no. No.
Damn. No, y'all do not understand the embarrassment that I had to go through because not only is... He one of them brothers that dominate the situation.
Virgo.
He wear that shit like
Virgo.
A fucking Boy Scout patch.
Yeah, Virgo.
Yes.
Virgo, turn up, Virgo.
That's me, Virgo, what's happening? That's
yeah,
us.
Virgo.
That's
so,
us, Virgo.
So what happened was, Chalk visited, and he's, you know, quiet and humble until you start speaking on stuff he's expertise in, and then he has to showboat the situation.
Right.
So I didn't think he was going to take it there, and somehow this conversation came up, and he was like, you know, he does this thing or whatever, and it was like a say I don't kind of conversation, and I could not say nothing, and he started naming stuff that we do. We have names for it. And my face, all I could do was like, oh, my
God. Wait. What was he naming? What was you doing? What y'all do? What was he naming?
He got this thing called Ben Damn, right? Jean-Claude Ben Damn. When Damn, I be fucking her up. And she had to be like, Daddy, don't. Daddy, don't.
Oh, he went there with her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he put on blast.
Oh,
you beat that shit up.
He makes me feel like my pussy ain't shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, he put you on blast. Okay. Now I got it.
Like
he put you on blast.
Like,
maybe murder that shit, okay?
He put me on blast. Like, he plays with me. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm like, this shit ain't real for you. Like, you know, type stuff. And like I said, last week I was ready to, you know, be naked in a sort of a sense to say this is what I'm going through as a woman dealing with this type of man. I'm sure I'm not the only one. When I came, you know, when I'm coming up and I'm having a sexual journey, I'm used to niggas sweating this, and I'm used to niggas like, oh, whew, I can't handle that girl. Oh, you know, this nigga here. Sometimes I'll be looking back like, are you done? Did you come? No, bitch, I'm just getting started.
That's my nigga. Where you from, Brooklyn?
That's a Virgo for you, nigga.
Yep. He from Brooklyn, right?
He's from Brooklyn.
He's a Virgo from Brooklyn. There it is. It's a wrap then. It's done.
It's a wrap.
It's done.
No,
help. It's done, yo. It's done.
I got to keep hope alive. We're going to have to come up on something. We're going to have to conjure something. So, see, that's why I love this show, because we have men that call in and, you know, they can give us some insight. Because Mr. G.A., you know, he be trying to be dominant to his arthritis, act up in his back, and then he's done.
Yeah, right. Get the fuck out of here. That's crazy. Never, ever have arthritis.
If he's anything like Convo, like, if he has a ailment, he'll put that shit to the side. Like, that shit don't even matter. Like, he could be sleepy and still do what he do. And I'm like, oh, you sleepy? Okay, great. I got one up. This nigga got me sitting in the bathroom, hiding, waiting for him to go to sleep.
Damn.
Oh.
That's a bad motherfucker right there.
Oh,
that's a bad motherfucker right there. He ain't
okay.
Playing with
her
ass.
He okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
What the hell kind of what?
Something coming raw right now. I hear it.
I'm laughing with you, boo, because I need some men to give me some type of feedback. Like, I mean, oh, my God.
You know what upsets me? What upsets me is that I don't know the pussy is good until, like, afterwards. That's one of the things that upsets me, because he don't, like, really make any kind of noises.
Oh, you got one of them. You got a talent fucker.
Yeah, unless I'm giving head, and unless it's, like, a really hard nut for him. I don't hear shit. That's one.
You mean, like, yo, Chuck.
It's not fair because the neighbors know me, but they don't know him.
Damn.
I told you that's how
us Virgos do it.
That's right, tell it, boo. We don't fuck around for real.
I take this personal. Because she is the co-host of Chocolate City Radio. By no means does Chop Mommy allow this shit to happen. So I gotta help her find some kind of get back for this nigga. Because this is
I mean, the only time that I could get him is when, you know, it's orally, and that's not fair.
No, because as big as he is, girl, and like, you sucking for days.
She can't get him, huh?
Man, that looks like that's a weekend adventure.
He has the physique.
Yo, Chop got to move for you, all right? She got to move, Chop. Tell your move, Chop. Tell her to do the pop rock for a nigga. Do the pop rock for a nigga, Chop. She might win.
She wants to do something besides aura on his ass. She want to go to war on his ass. And win, and we put up a
lick his ass. Lick his ass. Lick his ass. See what happens.
Y'all trying to get me killed. You don't play no games.
Yo, lick his ass and watch you lose his fucking mind. Lose his fucking mind. Try him. Just try him one time. Lose his mind, yo.
And again, that's oral. But he don't play them ass games. He don't.
I ain't playing. Listen. I didn't try them games. I was never down that shit ever in my life, yo. A girl got me one time. Yo, I was the hardest. I was the baddest thing in the world. So a girl got me one time. Yo, I just fold like a bitch. I was like, oh, chop. Yo, fuck me up, yo. Yo, she fucked me up for real, yo. Listen, no bullshit. I was like, yo, what you doing? Can't do that. Stop that. Yo, it was a rap, yo. I was fucking in the game. I was done. I was done.
I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm girly.
I'm like,
no,
I was like, yo, don't tell nobody, please, don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody.
He's gonna be sent to the bus.
Wow,
this is what we do. We throw you under
the bus now. Child, that came out last year. Stop playing. last year's show. Stop playing.
Now see, Mo always asking about where is somebody for the pop rocks? Where is somebody for the pop rocks? Didn't Tone ask about that too? Or Tone, you good?
What about the pop rocks?
Uh huh. Cause I mean, Mo always be like, okay, where's that person at? Where, you know, you got somebody that can vouch for that had that? I mean,
oh, I never had pop rocks done.
Yo, I have, yo. Yo, I have, yo. Listen, yo, that shit there, yo, fuck me up again, yo. Yo, she got me twice, man. Twice, yo. Fuck me up, for real.
It was like the 4th of July on your dick?
Yo, it was like the Star Spangled Banner, yo. She fucked me up, for real. Yo, I was like, chow. Yo, this girl here got tricks of a fucking trade, yo, for real. She got mad tricks, yo. And be waiting, too. She had a little bag and shit, you know what I'm saying? Shock something serious,
okay,
for real.
That's orally. I do my Kegels, you know what I'm saying? I do my stretches to make sure that, you know, everything stays form-fitting and everything. And he just busts through that bitch, and it's just like...
Yeah.
Like, my work is not
win.
You know?
She can't win. She can't win.
Yeah, pussy beater.
And I'm
like,
she's going to be her slave for life.
Yeah, she over. She done. Yeah, it's a wrap.
Damn.
On Viagra, that's what it is.
Huh?
It's probably on
Viagra
or something.
Oh, shit. He said the man on Viagra, Ma. Oh, shit. That was below the belt, yo. Yo, Toe. That's below the belt.
Damn.
That was wrong. He said Viagra, what it is.
Nah, it's not wrong. I'm just saying, like, maybe he takes something to add an extra thrust. Not saying
don't
that.
Say nothing.
He's natural. He's a Virgo. He's natural. He's a Virgo. He's natural.
He don't take nothing. He jokes around on that bullshit, though. He'll be like, I wonder what half of Viagra would do. I'll be like, bitch, if you ever in your life.
Oh, he probably don't take Viagra, but he probably do like a Red Bull or something like that.
He don't.
Man, I would lie. I would say that motherfucker take Viagra. He on that 5-hour energy shot. I would do something in the air.
You throw
up. I would lie, motherfucker.
If I lie, I won't get the help that I need to receive if I lie.
Man, I'd be like, I'm going to be helpless this week. I don't need your help. That motherfucker took Red Bull. He had a 5-hour energy drink, and he had some fucking green M&Ms. He had all.
Know what you need? Know what you need for real? You need some outside activity, what you need. To get it ready when you go home. To bust his ass.
We did that. I tried that.
Nah, but sometimes.
What you try?
But sometimes I know from experience with women that depending on how good the pussy is, that's how long I'm gonna stay hard for. Like I know if I stay hard, then that means your pussy good. If my shit tends to like go down for a few minutes, that means your shit is aight or whack. Because I have a female that I fuck around with her, and my shit stays rock hard fucking with her. And I don't take shit. I don't take nothing. And my shit stays rock hard. And she's like the only, she's like one female that I ever really dealt with that my shit stays rock hard the whole time. So sometimes it's just...
Yeah, you might have
and
been
I even,
good too.
And she
like
even asked me, she was like, yo, but I've had females ask me, like, yo, do you take something? And I'm like, no, I don't take nothing. is just straight sex drive. But it depends on the pussy. The pussy good and the nigga and the niggas. Now, I'm not gonna say if the niggas in shape like that, but if the nigga if your dick work good and you run into some good pussy, your shit gonna stay hard. Because I know that whenever I come around some good pussy, my shit stays hard until I nut. And even
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Yo, Ma, how long y'all been dating for? How long?
Oh, him and I.
You and your man.
Off and on, we've known each other for 11 years.
Oh, the pussy's good then. The pussy's great then, yo. You in. The pussy's great, yo. Come on. That's one up on him. You know what I'm saying? You got some good pussy.
Look,
11 years, he's still beating that shit down like that. Come on, that's some good pussy. Come on, that's some real good pussy. Yo, 11 years.
Okay, so we got past that. I understand that I'm on the good pussy side, which is great. I'm glad to hear that. But it's never a dominating pussy situation.
But you can't win, though. You cannot win with him right now.
I'm saying,
just take you on the chin. You can't win this one, man. It's a wrap. You can't win this one, man. You can't win it. Unless your pussy gets stressed out, a whack, you know what I'm saying, and deep as a fucking hole, you can't win with this dude, yo. You can't win. You cannot win. You can't win.
Why not?
Aston, I already told you. Virgo, come on, think about my situation.
Virgo,
yeah.
And your pussy curves his dick. It's a wrap. You over. Cannot. You can't do shit to that nigga, yo. He got you. You done.
This is not fair.
Talent. You done, boo. Throw a towel in. He's going to keep wearing your ass out every time he fuck you. It's a wrap. I mean, I'm saying, your case, that's a good thing because 11 years and still getting good, getting great dick. Yo, you coming off, for real. 11 years, you coming off. That's some old Brady Bunch type shit. Pajamas, laying side by side, flannels, no dick, a kiss on the forehead. Nothing happens after 11 years. You good. You great. You see me on this phone talking shit about my man. Oh, what can I do with a kid? What can I do? You can't do shit. You just stuck.
We talking about how you know, I'm very submissive and whatnot. And I'm talking to a fellow Virgo nigga and Virgo CC, and I'm being told that I don't have no wins.
She don't. What do you say, right?
He said not in his
I've been told you.
Not in my concert either. I'm going to find a way, motherfucker.
No win at all. He's a Virgo. He's from Brooklyn. And he's no win,
man. Man, he made me want to just fucking jump him and beat him with a baseball bat for how he doing my girl.
11
God,
years. Yo, listen. Chuck, 11 years. He's still holding the title in 11 years. He's still holding that shit down.
He still can't do my girl like that. Because y'all didn't see her facial expression. It's like she had seen a ghost. And my heart felt for her because I'm like, yo.
She said she hides in the bathroom. She hides in the bathroom. She had to be on the fucking commode. Like, yo, go to bed, please. Go to bed. Yo, Shorty is done. The fuck you going to do? It's a wrap.
For a little
while,
I'll waste time so it don't last that long, you know, because niggas got shit to do, but.
Well, my real talk, Jay, I'm telling you from the gate, this is a real good story, yo. You can't win. My man got you 11 years. You like the queen. You the queen right now, boo. Hold it down.
Might as well get married.
Yeah, just keep fucking doing it, because right now you win. The problem is if you come on me, you can't fuck you that good. That's where the problem comes in. Like, damn, then you might win. You know what I'm saying? But right now you on point. You on point, yo. And real talk. He's just loving your pussy right now, just your pussy. So you got a lot.
I need a date of reckoning. This is bullshit. I'm not trying to hear this from everybody.
It's the truth, yo.
Sorry, Bob Ross.
11 fucking years, man. That's a long time. A long time for the same pussy, yo, 11 years.
You use a pot rocks and get a toy or something, tickle it on his balls.
You don't do toys.
Oh.
You don't want no help.
You got to surprise that nigga, yo.
You got to do it while he sleep.
Can y'all have a threesome?
Can they have what? Threesome? Can they have one shot?
Look. Get that nigga a foursome. Get you. Chalk and boss lady and turn that nigga out.
I'm good. Listen,
we don't smash the homie. One, two, I tried, and that didn't work.
Wait, back up, what the fuck, hold on. Y'all trying to smash the homie, what happened?
Hold on,
whoa, back the fuck up, yo. This shit getting real good now, yo. Yo, Gunshine, where you at, boo? Where Gunshine at? Gunshine State, where she at?
What's up, I'm here.
Yo, hold on, we got to find out what's going on here, Gunshine State. Yo, now you said what? Y'all trying to smash the homie, what happened?
No, let me be straight.
Nah, it's not wrong with smashing the homie. Y'all keep it in the family like that. Everybody.
I'm sad. I wonder what happened.
Why don't she have a threesome? And she said she tried that. And I'm like, yo, she didn't tell me that. Yo, what happened, son?
What happened? Y'all down, huh?
Like I said, it was an on and off thing, and during the off time, for some reason, we just can't stay away from each other sexually, but I felt like I had to rid myself of this nigga, and the only way that I can rid myself is if I see him fuck another bitch. So I said, let's have a threesome, and he said, sure, and the girl that I picked...
That's what I'm talking about. Talk about it. Shit, this is good. Yo, wait. Before you say that, give us the answer. We're going live, y'all. We live right now on the Chalk Mommy Show, yo. We're going live. All right, go ahead.
We just turned it all the way up. Turn down for what? But go ahead.
Damn, right. For real. So go ahead, man. What happened?
Y'all stupid. So I found the girl. Or whatever, and I thought he would like this girl because she was big butt and had light skin or whatever. I thought, you know, that he would appreciate it. I didn't think that, you know, he needed to be attracted to her 100% or whatever. And I let them meet, and they spoke beforehand, and everybody was like, agreed, it's going to be done. And I was like, good, now I can let this nigga fuck on the next bitch in my face, and I can just get over it by getting under another nigga, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... day comes, she comes with some stripper outfit or whatever. Cause that's
oh,
what she
shit,
likes to
stripper.
Do.
Back page,
yeah.
All right.
He came through and I was like, I'm going to go take a quick shower. By the time I come back, somebody should be chewing on something, whatever. So I let them start without me. And for some reason, he didn't want to do it.
Oh, shit. You serious?
Yeah.
So it didn't go down?
Mad.
Maybe I'll put him inside a tart or something.
Maybe
a pussy was kind of tart or something.
Whose pussy? Not mine.
I'm not saying yours. I'm talking about my homegirl.
She went in the shower, too.
Wait. We know now a shower ain't everything for a piece of pussy. And it's thing
you
think. You can't.
He would have said. He just was not. He just did not. He didn't want to. And I was up. I was hurt. I was upset. I was mad. She was upset. I felt like Wile E. Coyote when his plan don't go right. You know that thing.
Yo, so I'm saying, why did he say he didn't want to do it? What was the reason why he didn't want to do it? What happened?
He had so many, he had so many excuses. He wasn't feeling her face. And he was like, you know, he's stressed about other situations. And I was like, this threesome was therapy. But
him being a Virgo, really, if he's a Virgo, I can recall one time I had a girl give me the same thing, right? And I was like, she brought the girl through. Like, yo, she get it in. She has squirted. It's all good. When they came to my crib, I was like, yo, this is your girl? You want to do a threesome with me and you? And the girl had a short haircut, and there was nothing there that made me want to fuck her. So, I can feel where he's at. I'm saying, there's nothing that's appealing to you. You can't do it. Your man won't even fuck with it. He won't fuck with it at all. So, I mean, I can understand where he's at then. I mean, it's not about pussy all the time. It's like, yeah, there's no attraction. You won't fuck with it. And that's true.
Man.
That's so true. That's dead true, yo.
I just knew Ashton had set that bitch up for failure. I thought she was going to say that he beat the brakes off that pussy.
I thought she was that too.
Deadass, I wanted to see that. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to see another person go through the torture I go through, but it just did not happen.
Nah, you don't get that pain for real. So I think it's love. I think he's in love with you. That's what I think, it's just love, really.
Man, if it's her, love, hate me, digga. Hate me. You can hate me now.
That nigga walking bowling every time she's going to get some fucking sick.
Oh, gosh. Dang. The way she sound like he be fucking her, she's about to have hemorrhoids at the age of 35.
Yeah, he beating that pussy.
Chocolate's like, you should call in on the show one day and, you know, let us hear you fucking on the show. Not I.
Oh, she probably tell her conscience, please, police, 911, help me, fuck her, please. Put you in fire, truck, fire. She sound kind of crazy shit. Oh, no, fuck, no, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, shut up, bitch, shut up, shut up. Oh, I can't, shut up, I can't. So fuck up. I can't. More torture. The more you holler, the more you're going to torture your ass, for real. Just be quiet. Just don't say nothing.
I try.
I think you need to call Miss. Oh, she needs to call Miss Cleo and see what future holds for her coochie, because it can't be getting beat up like that. Like,
she ain't got no more walls in that shit, yo. No, he doing no chop. No, he doing for real. He making it bad for the next motherfucker, yo. For real.
Yeah, he is.
Real talk, yo. Ain't nobody want to fuck you.
He blatantly says that. He says, if you fuck with another nigga after me, it just won't be right for you.
It won't. It won't, yo. He done put his motherfucking mark on that shit. It's going to be so fucking wide and deep. Next thing was falling. Oh, fuck this girl. I can't fuck with her.
He says, I hate y'all.
It's true, yo.
Chuck, Cece, you want to hear something? Chuck said, I want to know what the future of your pussy looks like. I have looked into the reconstructive surgery for vaginas.
Yo, your shit fit down like
cowboys.
That? Oh, yo, yo. Pick. We need a picture. We need a picture of these lips. Let me see the lips of this motherfucker. They bent out of shape, she said. We got
no, because it's been so many Kegels, so many, you know, tighten it back up type of things you can do. I know as I get older, if I keep dealing with this situation, it's going to be a problem.
You're going to have to fuck him for the rest of your life, honey.
One thing I know about certain pussies, I noticed that Audis, the Audi pussy is usually better than inner pussy.
Really?
Yeah, because the wings.
Hell no. I think pussy's just good if you get some good pussy. I don't know if any of the Audis don't matter from a good pussy. If it's good, it's good.
Now, when them lips are sticking out, when them lips is outward, when them shit is right there, that's that juicy pussy.
No, but that's...
When the clit is right there.
Inside.
I know, right? Anyhow, they don't about that shit, son.
You got some females that got, like, small lips, and you got some females that got, like, big lips. On their pussy. Any Audi.
You think it's better out than in?
The Audi pussy is better than the any pussy.
Oh, no.
Look it up. There's different kind of pussies like that.
I don't fuck lots of pussy. I'm just saying. I got to look it up. I'm just saying. For me, I don't think
so. Mr. G.A. said he's an expert on pussy. He ain't
nothing. Yeah, right. I'm a pussyologist. I'm an expert. I've been around the world 3 times. Had every race. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not. I don't know what you're saying about that. That's what I'm saying. You feel me?
And I mean, mine is not an Audi, so I don't know. If mine was an Audi and that was the case, then I would probably take this one. But no. Mm-mm.
She got an inner. She got an innie. And it's some great pussy. 11 years. 11 years.
So he's trying to kill a bitch in here. And I thought I was gonna, you know, have this out here so I could get some advice, but these people are telling me that there's nothing I can do. My own sister is telling me, Virgo, stand up. There's nothing you can do.
Yo, look. Look, if Chuck say it's a
rap. I mean, look at, like I told you, look at my situation. How long I done put him on punishment and he still be nagging? like a little bitch. I mean, come on.
Nagging. Nagging.
Straight up. Virgo's rule?
No.
You ain't fucking Scorpio yet.
Oh, really?
Exactly. Actually, my dude is a Scorpio. Virgo's rule.
Bingo. Say it again, baby. Ooh. Say it again.
Virgo's rule, baby.
Is he a Scorpio from Brooklyn, though?
Lord.
Nigga, he a Scorpio from Georgia because I'm from Florida. Turn down for what?
That shit don't count. The water's different down. The water's different down in Georgia.
The real water
is here in New York City. That's the real water, the real brand.
Okay, but see, if your New York City ass fuck with a country girl, you're going to be like, damn, what I've been missing. That pussy, what?
I think it's the other way around. It's the other way around. Y'all country girls go crazy for a city boy.
I fuck with a nigga from New York. Y'all brag on y'all dick and it don't be about shit.
When y'all find out, whenever y'all find out there's some New York boys down your way, y'all go crazy. They're like, oh, word, there's some New Yorkers down here? Oh, shit.
And when the Southerners come up here,
the only thing y'all got going for y'all is y'all voice.
The accent.
We got swag. We got swag in and out. Don't even front.
You
got swag,
but your meat don't swing, though. Your meat don't swing, though.
I don't know. I can't talk about other dudes. I don't know about other guys. I can just speak for myself. And my thing is only one way
to figure
that out.
So you trying
to say
your dick
hang low. Let me see how that really is. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what kind of dudes you ran into from New York, but I can't vouch for that. I can just vouch for myself.
Well, let me see what you're working with, Mr. New York.
Oh, why don't you inbox me or DM me your number and I'll send you a picture. That's not a problem.
Okay. I bet you I'll make your mouth water.
Oh, shit.
How about you come on up here to Brooklyn and let me show you what it really is. I don't hide nothing.
Nah, nigga, bring your ass to Florida. I don't go nowhere for no dick, nigga. Come to me.
Florida.
Bring gas to Florida.
Yo,
she's
fucking
deep
for real.
Y'all, I'm gonna need her to
fucking
Florida.
I don't like hurricanes. I'm a city boy. I like my tall buildings.
I don't have no hurricanes in Tallahassee, nigga. You better Google that shit again.
Man, y'all got fucking alligators. That's worse.
She in Tallahassee.
Ain't no alligator in Tallahassee, nigga. You were at the Everglades.
Yeah, that's the Everglades. Cece, I'm going to need you to fuck George Zimmerman for me.
Oh, she's stupid.
Hell nah. Bitch, I might end up in a fucking body bag riding this motherfucker be like, that nigga.
That nigga George Zimmerman might fuck around and like some black pussy. You don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know,
Nacosine. She like she got that good stuff.
Turn down for what? Turn down for what?
That's that lady.
Right? Oh,
you
for
said
sure.
Face down, ass up, ass. Is that what you said?
Huh? That's one part.
You said, you know, yeah. See, I guess I'm gonna have to start interacting more. Cause damn, y'all just having all the fun.
A lot of
how about those Cowboys?
I do get drunk. When I get drunk, I definitely can deal with it, but it's still there. I can take it because it numbs my innards.
I don't like when a chick is drunk. I want a chick to be sober so that when
but
she goes to sleep and wake up in the morning.
You're not a bedroom bully. You not like fucking
committing dick assault.
Like, I mean, you might
not,
do like
not,
the
who not a bad who not a bedroom bully.
You not
you,
doing him like
you
not
you,
doing what
I,
he
how,
doing.
How y'all not
mean,
a bedroom bully?
Like
I ain't fucking
no.
yet.
No, I don't mean it like that because I'm just saying like with him, that motherfucker is like. You, I want to start a campaign for stop the bullying. Like, you know them big kids that be bullying the little kids? That's what he does to her. I need to stop that.
I have got to figure out a way for her to help.
That's a good sex you need. You need that in a relationship where niggas just throw you on the motherfucking bed, turn you around, grab you by your hair, and ride you like the motherfucking Triple Crown.
Y'all want to see her face.
It's way past that, Tom. It's dangerous.
I want to see her face. My boo boo be on blast.
Man, it's scary.
You're going to have to bring her to the South.
You need to come north.
Nah, fuck that. Bring your ass to the South.
Nah, fuck that. You need to come north. It's nice and cold up here.
Nigga, you heard what I said.
You know, like, come on.
She's so thuggish.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my gosh. I just
nah, we'll go down south.
So I guess the world will never know.
I go down south. But I ain't going down that south. I go down south, though. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, because you come down, you won't come back, go back up, nigga, trust.
Oh, is that what it is? You got that kind of pussy where niggas in FedEx to this fucking furniture and shit?
Yo, you don't understand. Mm-hmm. CeCe have niggas sending her cash from around the world. She ain't even got to let the niggas sniff it. I don't know what she got going on.
CeCe, no joke.
Oh,
dang. Old stacks. Old stacks.
I pay my bills with other niggas' money.
Oh, shit.
You better be
wild.
She
says they ain't even seen the pussy.
And they don't even get the pussy, nigga. You better get right.
Mm. Yeah, fuck that. That's
I want
lame
your money, Tom. What's up?
What? I want some pussy. What's up?
That nigga, she got somebody right now that is like, he cry and whine forever. He throw tantrums.
That baby sounded like Keith Sweat around his motherfucker.
Oh.
Hey, yo, CC.
What's happening?
It's going down, boo. It's going down. It's
CC,
going
you
down.
Got Instagram? CC, you got Instagram? You need to holler at your boy, man.
She got Skype. She got Tango. She said, go on Tango, nigga. She got Tango, son. She ain't playing. Except for her Instagram.
I got Tango, too, but I like talking in the dark, though.
Can't see your nub?
Nah, I ain't even about it. I told you I'll send you a picture. That's not a problem. I just like talking in the dark.
We ain't never got no picture.
How Chalk ain't never get a picture? That is just uncalled for.
Who ain't getting a picture?
I never got a picture.
Man, he talking to that Florida girl, y'all. You know how it go. Mm.
Chalk ain't never asked.
On the line, and next thing you know, he ready to send all kind of portraits.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. You don't receive what you don't ask for.
I told you to bring your ass to Florida. When you coming?
I'm not coming to Florida no time soon.
Okay, so, I mean, I know it's in the making, right?
Like, it might be. You got to hit me on Instagram or something. Let me see how it's looking.
That nigga tone.
Nigga sound shook, yo. Niggas ain't shook.
Let me tell you something. Let me run down my resume. I done flew to Kentucky to meet chicks off of MySpace when MySpace was popping. Mm-hmm. I done flew to Charlotte, North Carolina to meet chicks off of Facebook. I done flew around this country to meet some pussy for Dolo.
Okay, so flew your ass to Florida.
Hey, listen, give me some time. Don't sweat it. Don't worry. I know you hype for some New York dick.
Nigga, don't study. You ain't got the pussy yet.
Hey, listen. Once I get down there, I know I have it.
That what you think?
Hey, listen. I'll tell you this right now.
Listen, you all talk like you all talk right now, nigga.
I guarantee you this. I guarantee you within an hour on the phone between me and you talking, I have that pussy nice and wet, ready to get fucked.
Oh, shit.
That's because it'll be ready to get fucked. That's going to actually get the fuck it. I show you my pussy, make you your mouth water, nigga, over the phone, make you wish you was in Florida, nigga, and get your check and your bitch check at the same damn time. You better fuck with boy.
Oh, damn,
Tom.
Come back, Tom.
I ain't fucking with CeCe, man. CeCe crazy, man. CeCe crazy,
my
man.
Oh, my God.
CeCe,
the
realest
nigga, you better
hurt.
EBT card,
play with it, she said. She ain't playing,
Tom. EBT is Monopoly money?
Well, look,
oh,
I'm saying what
boy,
we do,
oh,
right?
Boy.
Now, look, Tom.
Yeah.
And what we used to do back in the day, me and Chuck, when our show first started, when we had somebody on the show that wanted to bow like that, what we do is we'll come together, me and her, and put the money up, you know what I'm saying, and get you a flight or a bus ticket down there to fuck her and to prove who wins. Now, when you have time off, when? I can get you a flight down to Florida. What you need me to do, son?
Nah, I can't go out to Florida right now. I got too much commitment.
That nigga scared. You motherfucker. That nigga scared of that Florida pussy, dog. That what it is.
That nigga starts stuttering.
See, you know
I got to take care of my mama, dog.
Hey, John,
that's right, that Florida pussy. That Florida bitch, nigga.
That's crazy. He's going to be saying that in his sleep. Florida pussy.
Yo, he got a free.
Oh, hold on. You forgot the other part. CC.
Hey.
With that Florida pussy. Turn down for what, nigga?
CC, me.
That's fucked up, yo. Now, look, we got a girl in Florida right now that want to bust your ass with some real good pussy. We got a girl in New York right now getting a pussy beat the fuck down. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We got scenarios, what's the word for situations here? We got situations here for real, yo.
The thing about it, Tom, you say you're a Virgo, right?
No, I'm a Scorpio.
No, I'm a Virgo. Yeah, he's a Scorpio.
You're a Scorpio? Okay. So, yeah, I fuck up your head, too.
Ooh.
Tom, where you at?
Ooh.
I'm right here. Hey, listen, talk is cheap, man. Talk is cheap, man.
Exactly,
sounds,
that's
man.
All you're doing. You
everybody,
nigga.
Everybody talk a good pregame, but the postgame is totally different.
Okay, so interaction, nigga, what's up?
Turn up.
I sense a scared nigga, that's what I sense. Thank
you.
Ain't nobody scared over here.
You scared of some Florida pussy, nigga?
Nah, I have
right,
Florida
so,
pussy before.
So it's all right if you get scared, because you can come
it's
on the show and we can talk to you your problems, too.
Yeah.
I
be like,
CeCe
did me
before.
So wrong. Oh, my God, she gave me the pussy and she stopped fucking with me, blocked me, turned down
you
for
had-
what?
You
didn't even know you have the cool voice number.
Mr. D, you had dominating pussy before?
Huh?
You had dominating pussy before?
Dominating pussy?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I had dominating pussy, but I had pussy where I'd be like, yeah, that shit was good pussy.
Mr. D.A.
Yeah.
Virgo, you ever had dominating pussy before?
Baby, that's some good pussy. Trust me, I had some before. That shit was nice, real nice.
Virgo don't play.
Did you let her have you in a position where you had to grab bed sheets and stuff when she was riding it and stuff?
Yo, mm-hmm. All the above.
My father is a Virgo.
We ain't talking about your dad. We talking about your spirit.
No, but I'm just saying, I said my father's a Virgo, so I'm pretty sure I might have inherited some of that Virgo shit.
How about your daddy?
Check this out, right? if you if you inherited some of that Virgo shit, if a bitch sit back and tell you that she gonna give you the pussy, nigga, be like, okay, I'll beat her. Straight up.
Jesus Christ. She said about your motherfucking daddy.
They say you know what the father is, right?
I've been listening all these months, and you be talking. This the first time I heard you get quiet, dude.
Yeah, he's quiet.
I'm listening.
The pussy got your tongue already?
Nah, ain't got my tongue yet. Nah, not yet.
I can't tell, nigga.
That
I can't tell. Talk. Turn up.
That cat got your tongue.
I'm just listening to her talk.
Turn up, nigga.
I'm just listening.
I want to hear you talk bad, nigga.
I'm listening to you talk. You talk your shit while I shout up my gun.
What?
You shining up
hell.
Your gun or you shining up your dick?
Well, you know what I mean. Well, you know what I mean.
This girl straight up.
Don't say that shit right here. I mean, shit.
This is why we love her.
I grew up with niggas. Well, you shot up a gun, nigga. You know, we finna have to really stray, you know. But you shine up that dick. I mean, you know. Come on now. You gonna shine your balls
too? You know what I mean.
You nigga, question. You shining your balls too?
I shine it all. It's all shine stuff.
You ain't ready for no Florida pussy, nigga. You all talk.
Yeah, you hype yourself up out there. You been fucking with them dudes out there. You done hyped yourself up. They got you hyped down there.
Okay, I got you hyped too, but you scared to come to Florida.
Nah, you ain't got me hyped. I'm a New York nigga. You can't get New York niggas hyped.
Nigga, you done stuttered like 10 times in that last sentence.
I stuttered one time.
That last sentence.
You said, I stuttered one time.
Yeah, he had to slow that shit down, too.
I don't get hyped.
I fuck with you, Tone. I understand you scared, dog. I fuck with you.
If that's what you want to believe, if that's what you want to go to bed thinking like, yeah, I got some New York nigga hyped and scared. More power to you, baby girl. You understand what I'm saying? But ain't nobody scared around
me.
I deal with some of the most aggressive women in this damn world on the daily
basis. We ain't talking about them. We talking about CeCe and Florida, nigga. Fuck them hoes you been fucking. We talking about a real woman, nigga.
It ain't nothing that I ain't been down that road yet.
That's right. You ain't been down this road yet. You scared to travel down that road, nigga.
That's what you
lie,
want
to but fuck up your whole life.
If that's what you want to believe,
just
go right on ahead.
Lie, but to fuck up your whole life like plies, nigga. You're right.
Yo, she thug with it, yo.
Just go down there with the ring, nigga.
Yo, Tone, no. Hey, child.
Fuck a ring, yeah. Nigga. I ain't getting married. What I look
okay.
like? Say that bitch framed me a Bentley.
Yo, Chop.
Yes.
All right, look, fuck it, yo. I know Tone off on weekends, yo. Let's give him a ticket, yo. Me and you will have on a ticket, a flight. They got Southwest, fuck it, going out from New York to where she at.
He's going to say he's scared. He got to keep his mama dog. He got to keep his mama dog because the dog sick and the dog just got out of the
got worms. Yo, Tone.
You got to keep the goldfish, Tone.
Nah, not even.
What day you off, Tone? You off on weekend?
Huh?
You off on weekend?
I'm off any time of the week I want to be off.
Oh, when we good then?
Okay,
right,
so
well, fuck it. When you good, CC?
So come this weekend, nigga. What's up?
Come
I work
weekend,
for myself, so I'm always off.
It's Thanksgiving weekend, man.
It did what? Slow down, Daddy.
That's crazy.
Oh, God.
That's all, folks. Holy shit.
I'm still sad.
Funny.
I'm
oh, my
sorry. you know. I'm sorry you're feeling some type of way right now, you know.
Who feels some type of way with me? Man, listen.
The nigga that's scared to come to Florida, 850.
Nah, ain't nobody scared to come to no Florida.
Oh, boy.
Nigga, you just said you scared. It's so many words.
I'll be out there. I'll be out in Florida in February. In March, I'll be out there.
Nigga, you just gave us 2 months. You lying.
I'm serious. You be out. I'm going out to March. I'm going out to Florida.
You gonna be in Florida, but I bet you don't tell nobody to let me know you in Florida.
You don't know that,
nigga.
You don't know that.
You
it's
scared.
On your Instagram, and I'm gonna show you my ticket.
Yeah. That's what I hear. You go. Why you gotta show me on Instagram, nigga? You can DM me on
I'm gonna
show
you before I come.
Twitter. Uh-huh. You gonna show me? How you gonna show me before you come? You gotta come to come.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a picture of the motherfucking airport. I'm out here.
You ain't even catch that. You ain't even catch that one.
I'm taking selfies.
You ain't even catch that one. Never mind.
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock. It's 11:11. Make your wish.
Wow.
I just told you. Bring it to Florida. Low rider.
Y'all is too much. Y'all too much for me.
I bet they got all my dog though. Son, why you quiet, nigga? Ain't never. I mean, you extremely quiet, nigga.
What you said?
I said, talk up, nigga. You too quiet.
What you want me to say?
Say you want my pussy.
I want your pussy. That's what you want me to say? I want your pussy. You got
good
pussy,
but you scared to get it.
You got good shaved pussy because I only lick shaved pussy.
Only one way to find out. Bring your ass to Florida.
Yeah, all right.
Colin, I guess you're going to Florida.
He's scared.
That pussy shave.
Come
clean,
find out,
no
nigga.
No stubbles. You got to wax that shit. This shit got to be fucking
smooth. How many inches
smooth.
You packing? How many inches you packing?
Huh? I'm packing enough.
How many inches?
Ooh. That mean you little. That mean your dick little if you say enough.
God damn it.
Feel no damn balls in the inside of my damn pussy.
How many inches your pussy can take?
The average pussy is bad.
That's crazy, yo.
How many inches your pussy can take? How wide that pussy
only one
can
way
get.
For you to find that out.
How wide
come
that
find
pussy
out.
Can get? Because I got a fat head.
Come find out.
So how wide
come
that
find
pussy
out.
Can get?
Come find out. Come find out, nigga.
Make them lips spread like a motherfucking gymnast.
Come find out. I think you're scared. You talk all that shit on the show like all these other times. Now you're scared of some pussy, nigga.
Nah, I ain't never scared of no pussy.
Okay,
I got,
let's take a vote.
I got resume.
I'm scared of
look, let's take a vote, y'all. Who's on the line? You there, Chop?
Me. Yes.
Okay, Chop's on the phone, G on the phone, Tone, CC. Where's my girl at? Where's she at?
Aston's right here.
Aston, all right, let's take a vote. The question is... Is Tone scared of pussy? What y'all think?
Hell yeah.
Aston, what you say, Aston?
I think that he should be on some off the shelf type shit, but he ain't saying that. He just like, I'll let it all talk. Right,
so, Aston, the question is yes or no?
Yeah, he's scared.
All right, Chop. Chop.
I think Tone know that he can't handle that, so he just gonna stay out of Florida.
All right, so he's scared, right?
Yeah.
Okay, am I then? I'm the fourth person to comment. Yo, he's scared of pussy, yo. Tone, listen, man, we done offered you a free fucking ticket, yo, down in the fuck hut. He's talking mad shit on you, yo, mad shit on you right now. You ain't doing shit, man. Listen, you off whenever you can be off. You got that. I'm saying I will get you a ticket, man, and go down and beat her ass, yo.
I don't need to give me no ticket. I don't need to go down there to prove to anybody that I like pussy or scared of pussy, the case may be.
It's not that you scared of pussy.
He's talking about how pussy good. Get her the ticket and bring her ass up here.
That
good.
He flipped that shit. He flipped that shit.
Challenge. You challenge me to match up. You gonna play me.
My man.
Oh, why you acting lazy?
I'm acting lazy. You challenge me for a match up. You come to my home turf and play me.
But that's not fair.
How's it not fair? You talking about you got the greatest pussy. You got the greatest pussy south of the fucking hemisphere or whatever. You bring that pussy here and come prove your point. And I'll put
okay,
it on
so
the fucking
bring billboard. That little Vienna sausage down here for me, nigga.
Nah, you come up here and bring that pussy. That pussy's so good.
Oh, come on,
you get
now.
That
you
free ticket
ever.
And you come on up here to New York City. Huh?
Oh, you watch basketball, right?
I have what?
You watch basketball?
Yeah.
You don't ever hear the Knicks say, oh, I heard the Heat was better. Let them bring their asses up here. They go and play on each other's turf.
Nah, but that's different, though. That's that. Nah, that's different. You can't go by that. You can't go by that. That's that schedule. Now, if you talk about boxing,
GA is
listen,
like, we want to schedule this. We getting plane tickets.
But why I got to go when she don't want to talk about, she got to go pretty. She challenged me to
go,
a fight, so
come
see
down.
Me.
She got to come up here, and you got to go down there.
You challenging me.
Yeah, but
you
bringing your ass first.
You challenging me to a fight, so you come see me. I'm not coming to see you. You challenge me to a fight. You come see me.
So it seems so.
So
all in all, you scared to come, nigga.
Listen, the ones who talk the most shit is the ones that scared all the time. I'm just sitting back.
Nah, the one that sit back
say.
And all quiet and shit don't know what else to say because he's scared with his dick rubbing his balls right now.
Nah, that's what you want to believe. You get that ticket, GA. You get that ticket. Bring her ass up here, first class. Tomorrow, and I will fuck the shit out of her, and I guarantee you she'll be on the show talking shit on Wednesday.
I don't want shit fucked out of me. I want cum fucked out of me, boo.
Man, listen. I'll suck it all out of you. Stop playing.
It's all the same bodily fluid. A little shit here, a little cum there, squirt here, whole lot of piss. I mean, we all gotta let it go. I would be more than happy to shit, piss, squirt on a nigga.
You're so crazy.
I'm
Lex,
saying,
you want a nigga to prove? You want a nigga to prove he can suck a fart out your ass?
Hey, make me fart and come, nigga.
We know about you making niggas nut and fly at the same time. We heard about that shit already.
Damn, Chuck.
You ain't hear about that, GA?
Come on now.
Hold on. GA, you ain't hear about that shit like 2 weeks ago?
No, I missed the show.
Listen,
what happened?
All right, listen. I'm going to break it down like this. She said like about, if you go back and pull up the show like about 2 or 3 weeks ago, she said she was giving a nigga a head. Right?
No, while the nigga was nutting,
the nigga farted.
I didn't know. It was fucking no head. It was just straight. It was fucking.
Or while y'all was fucking, he was coming, he farted at the same time. I know you said while the nigga was nutting. All I know was she said while the nigga was nutting, in the middle of his nut, the nigga farted.
Damn, this system all fucked up. This system all fucked up, yo. He got a fucked up system for real.
Her question was, did a guy ever nut and fart
at the same time. And her question to the woman was, has she ever had a guy, have they ever had a guy nut and fart at the same time?
That's some nasty shit, yo. I can't imagine that shit, yo. Motherfucker coming and farting on both ends. That's fucked up.
Man,
women farting coming,
like,
and man farting coming.
You just had some shit that nigga ain't never had before. Like, damn, what the fuck? Hey, yeah, you already said I be fucking niggas up.
Yeah, you do that. You definitely do that.
She got niggas nutting and shitting on themselves at the same damn time.
No, he didn't shart. He just farted. He shart.
That's the same thing. He might have leaked out. You know, he leaked out a little bit. It's the same shit.
What? Man, look. I don't got time to play with you tonight, Tom. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, listen. I'm not the one making niggas fart while they coming at the same time. That's your shit.
Yo, what did he say, though? I mean, what was it? What did he say? Like, oops. What did he say, Chuck? What did he say? Like, oh, my fault. What did the nigga say? Why you farted? What the fuck is nigga gonna say?
The nigga farted. What she said was the nigga farted while he was nutting.
You know what I'm saying? But what did he say? Didn't he like, yo, oh shit, my fault. What did he say? The fuck? I mean, how you going to fart? Why you coming?
She didn't say that. I was trying to ask her if she smelled anything. I was trying to ask her how she know that nigga farted. Did she smell it?
She probably
that
heard
was
it.
My thing.
That nigga.
Like, did you That's hear crazy. A noise? I was trying to ask her, like, she wouldn't explain. Or she doing what she doing right now. Laugh and laugh. And stood quiet. My thing was like, yo, how did you know the nigga fart? Did you hear it? Did you smell something funny?
I heard it. And then they was like, damn.
But my thing was, did it smell, though? Did it smell? Did you smell anything?
I was not even trying to go that route. Like, I was just like, oh, God. Let's just be one of the ones you hear exactly.
Yeah, don't say nothing. Fuck it.
All you can do is just look up and just be like, oh my God. I was shocked. Because, you know, me being a woman of many, many adventures, many, many, you know, positions, many partners, or whatever you want to call it, and my whole 44 years of living, I haven't been fucking all 44 years, you know what I mean? I was just like, oh, my God. Like, did this really happen? Like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't know how I was supposed to act. I didn't know what I was supposed to say. I didn't know if I was supposed to just look the other way. I don't know if I was supposed to get out on the train.
Did this shit happen or what the fuck, y'all?
So you just you do what you do best. You just act like it didn't happen. You just keep
going the flow. Fuck it. You know, you pass gas. Fuck it. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I don't give a fuck. Keep going. That's some crazy shit right there. That's some crazy shit right there, yo.
I mean,
I can't.
All I know is, I have never experienced anything like that. And, you know, it's the first time for everything. And, you know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, shit happens. Shit is funny. And
yeah, shit does happen, literally. Shit does happen, literally, with you.
I mean, so, you know, I take it in stride, like, hey, another notch under my belt. Yeah, I am.
Bad-ass nigga. Nigga's crazy.
But my thing was, is like, what you think made him fart? I was trying to ask her, did they go out to eat? Because my thing is, if you know you're going to fuck somebody, don't go out to eat before you fuck. Go fuck first, then go out to eat. Because sometimes that can happen, too. When you go out to eat, you have a meal, you have dessert, then y'all go fucking this shit. You know, your stomach start growling and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't take that good shit. So that was my thing.
I mean, no, it wasn't even like that. It was like, I'm saying, it's like, Look, all I can say is, it's like, I don't know, I'm just one of them odd chicks, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say it turned me on because it just fucked me up because I was like, wow. But, you know, at the end of the day, you just be like, whoa, I made somebody do this. Like, hell yeah, how many other niggas can I do that?
Show you how to do this, son.
Yes.
I mean, I made the pussy fart. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all know
what
the pussy
fart is. That's normal. You know what I'm saying? Men been making pussy farts forever. But when
but that's what I'm saying. But I ain't never made nobody fart fart.
Like,
you got motherfuckers fart farting, like. You know, that's that. I don't know if that shit. I don't even know if Dr. Phil could figure that one out. Like,
well,
that nigga might have to go
friend.
Back. He might have to go back to school and take us some classes. You're like, what happens when the male has an orgasm and moves his bowels at the same time?
I mean, it's no different than you eating a female and she farting in your mouth while you eating her.
Oh, I never had that situation, so I don't know.
I was like,
Chuck just nasty. Just fucking nasty.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No,
he like that shit.
No, because a dude that I know told me that shit happened to him, and he was just like, yo, this bitch just fart in my mouth. What the fuck?
That's nasty shit.
Me,
oh,
I'm
shit.
Sorry. I'm pushing. If I was a dude, and I was eating a bitch, and she farted in my mouth while I'm eating her, I'm pussy punching that hoe. I'm straight punching that bitch in her shit. I'm sorry. A fist to the cops like he could, whatever.
Can't hurt her. Can't hurt her. Cannot hurt her with a fist to the cops.
I was just straight well on that bitch. I was, See, I couldn't be no dude because the shit y'all be doing. Man, look, I'm sorry. I was a dude, I'd probably never get no pussy. Bitches be like, hell no, I'm not fucking you because you just got fucking issues. Like, I mean, listening to my homeboys talk, listening to niggas I fuck around with, you know, back in the day talk, and just knowing some of the females I know, I just be like, yo, man. I would just always piss on a lot of people. If a motherfucker pissed me off, I would just whip my dick out and just piss on the motherfucker. I would piss on the bitch. A bitch said, I'm just kidding. I would just my dick out and slap that bitch across her lip. Bitch, what are you talking to?
Chuck, I issue you up. Mad issues, yo, for real.
Mad
issues,
yo.
Mad issues,
yo. I don't got a dick. Because I swear, yo, I be going to jail all the time for dick assault. What happened? He slapped me with his dick off of something. What happened? He pissed on me off of something. I'm just saying. I just have people feel me some type of way. I'm just glad. Y'all may be glad I'm a woman. And I have nice mannerisms. And I'm very nice. And I like my friends. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just being honest in my future voice.
Oh, God. R. Kelly and shit, pissing on people.
Girl, yes. I've only pissed on one person in my life, but I would love to piss on another person. Anybody cheat?
I raised my hand to that. I raised my hand. I raised my hand.
To what, Tone? You get pissed on?
Yeah, why not? That shit is popping.
Damn, son. Hell no. Hell no, son. Don't be pissed on me, Tone. Fuck out of here. Not me, son.
Doc
knows. Y'all, don't be fooled by Mr. G.A. It's a lot of shit he be saying no to. But he done came on here and was like, oh, back in the day, I'd be like, no, fucking with Chuck. Yes, yes.
But she never pissed on me, though. I ain't never been pissed on no damn Chuck, man. That's a goddamn lie. I haven't never been pissed on no Chuck. Hell no.
Wait a minute. No, I didn't say you let me piss on you, but that's something I can talk you into eventually.
That's some bullshit, not me. Yo, Tone said he got his hands up. Tone said he'd take my place.
That's an easy
Tone,
one.
I got you. Yeah. Come to Florida.
Easy goes to Florida bullshit.
Bring him out.
Tone's
on the Florida.
It's hard to tell with for real.
Yo, go with that bullshit, man.
It ain't bullshit. You say your hands up, nigga. You scared? You still scared?
She said, Tone, come to Florida, nigga. I got you. Piss all over your fucking face. Yo, Chalk just nasty, y'all. Just a nasty-ass girl. Chalk,
you
nasty, motherfucker. Know what you mean?
I said you too motherfucking nasty. You wanted to wipe my ass up. If I said I do right now, I'd just be your nasty ass wife.
Child, you make you fart,
to
pee on you,
you
do all that shit.
Girls and all that too. You be coming home,
yes.
Wife and dinner.
This is the be in heaven, but yo, I married Chuck. Mommy, niggas is hating on me. I got me a nasty bitch.
Straight nasty motherfucker. She's nasty motherfucker too.
That motherfucker being boring me. It's like, yo, I got me a nasty wife. What y'all niggas got?
I be tweeting Instagram that y'all got me a nasty fucking wife. Nasty motherfucking wife.
Like, yeah, I'm
on my way home right now. It had a pop rock in his pocket, like tingling, ching, ching, ching.
Yo, look, we had a girl on the show one time, man. This girl ran out to a fucking store. We on the phone, yo. She on the phone in the car driving to different stores to get pop rocks. Caught her duda, right? Dude set her up. Didn't even come through, yo. What she do? Put the shit inside her pussy, right? Didn't she, Chuck? She put the rocks inside her pussy and got her own stuff off, yo. Got her own stuff off. Crazy.
Be with the Chalk Mommy.
Yep.
What?
Well, shit.
I am a motivating force. She got off on the show.
Say it again?
She started. What did she do on the show? First, she went and
she was on
the journey because she was on somebody else's show, and she got the pop rocks. Then she called into the show, and she was telling us about it, and then she started playing with herself for some shit like that. I was like,
putting
inside
the pussy,
yo,
going crazy.
I was like, damn. She had me feeling some type of way. Yes.
That's an after-hours show, after dark, top mommy.
Yo, this shit was fly, too. She was going all out there. I was surprised. I was shocked, though.
I like that.
Yes. You have people wanting to do all kinds of stuff. Yes.
She said she came all kind of ways. 3, 4, 5 times she busted nothing pot rocks. I was like, damn, yo. She was like, fuck dude. She's like, fuck him. I'm him now. I'm getting my show right now. Going crazy. She would need to.
Damn. I think I might need to breathe out the toy. I ain't touched nothing in a long ass time. No toy, no dick, no nothing. Life is lonely over here.
I mean, I want to say that I want to hear somebody, you know, call in and get themselves beat down, but it just won't be me, so I ain't going to say shit.
You know what, Ashton? We would love to hear that. We would embrace you.
Yeah, we'd embrace you for real. I would be laughing the fuck out. I'd be laughing like, I'd be dying on the phone. I'd be saying,
you
man,
be laughing
hit that
phone
ass again.
Florida, we going to call in.
Yo, we gonna call him for real. You'll call him my man.
Yeah.
You and I told. You'll call him and tell him on the phone.
Yeah.
Yo,
me and Tone gonna call in on the show. Ain't that right, Tone?
Yeah, when I come down there,
we gonna call in on the show.
Yeah, we're gonna call on the show. And I'm gonna be screaming
so
like a bitch.
So they can hear you calling my name.
Yeah, call out your name.
Have
me screaming like a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, because you are my bitch.
You are my bitch. Oh shit, Stacey, crazy. So fuck that. She would have fucked Tone life up right now. Stacey, no joke, yo. But Chalk, I mean, what can we do for Ashton though, for real?
I mean, she got an issue, whatever. She got some issues. What can you do for Ashton, Chuck, for real?
Thank
you.
Help
your coin. Huh?
That, I don't know. Cause
yeah, I never seen Chuck
fight her dude. Yeah, she got me wanting to fight her dude, but I know I ain't going to win. So, man,
yeah.
That's
he's
a losing battle.
Like, his physique, he's like, stocky. He's one of those niggas that, like, when he put his arms down and still be up a little type stocky. Bossy
yeah.
is, shout out to Bossy because she's, you know, she's talking me through it. She can relate. She's letting me know what it is and how I fucked up in the situation. So,
well, I'm glad she can relate because I can't even say I can because I would leave a nigga. I'm sorry. If you up on me two times, I'm done. I can't fuck with you.
How you gonna leave a nigga like that? Because after the next nigga, it's like, oh, come on.
Right.
I would have to fuck him and somebody else. I'd go find me a little weak nigga, fuck with him for a while. I'm like, oh Lord, let me go back home.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I told him. I said, I have to fuck another nigga just to feel some kind of importance. Like,
Still got it.
Right.
Yeah, find a nigga like Tone.
I'd be like, come here. I will do him all kinds
of
ways.
Say my name, bitch.
I'd be like, yeah, I got to fuck somebody else. It can't be, you know, I don't want to be satisfied. I just want to be, I want to conquer somebody. I want to feel like I can still whip somebody's ass the way you've been making me feel with him.
Honey.
Ashton, I told you, find a nigga like Tone. See if Tone got a cousin or a brother, you know?
She's been out of control for like 8 months now.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Oh, Lord. I got to go to bed. 5:30 in the morning while y'all at home. Dreaming and thinking about Tone dreaming about coming to Florida. Cece thinking about just dogging him out in the bedroom and making a recording and making a Vine compilation. Ashton be thinking of ways to be the man.
Running, hiding in the bathroom. She don't try to find a pad on the fucking door. How she get away? How she run away? Whatever the fuck she can do for a night, whatever.
And he'll be like, I'll be waiting. I ain't got nowhere to go.
Yeah, for real.
I ain't doing nothing.
No lube situation. No lube.
Then while she's in the bathroom, shit, I got to take a shower. You might as well get in this bitch with me.
Don't be hungry and shit. She'll want some crown chicken. What's that, king chicken, crown chicken?
She'll be like, baby, ain't you hungry? Nah, I'm good. A man can live by love alone.
Oh, man.
I mean, one of those
two. You like the yin yang. When you see my dick. Oh, wait a
minute.
I'm
going to
beat the pussy up. Bam, bam.
Hey, bam, 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 bam.
Oh, kill him.
Oh, Ashton, baby. I'm just not knowing what to say, girl.
Bossy said it. I'm my own problem.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm my own problem.
She's her own problem. All I know is the next man try to fuck you. You won't be, it ain't gonna happen. You just stuck there, that's all. You can't get out of it.
Yeah.
I hate to say, I mean, it's just what it is. You got some good dick right now. You just gotta enjoy it while you got it. But once y'all break up or leave, whatever, you're gonna be fucking ruined, man. Can't nobody fuck you. They be satisfied.
I refuse that.
That's what happened, man.
I refuse that.
He will not be the last man standing. I refuse that.
Unless you get some motherfucking... Because, see, you can do all that matching gill, douche, and vinegar shit and get it tight, but once it opens up again, it's a fucking hole. Do or fall in. It's going to be a wrap.
No.
I'm telling you.
So you got a snapback.
It's going to be a wrap.
Yeah, I got a snapback, so I ain't worried about that.
Shit.
All I'm worried about is... Another
it will not snap back.
Listen.
If dude bring your back out right now, it's not going to snap back.
Dude
is bringing your back out for real.
Why do men think they know pussy better than women? We know the pussy. We the ones have it.
Yo, she has told y'all. Look, she has told y'all at her own mouth that dude just beats that shit fucking down forever. Forever, yo. She tried to go out there and leave it alone. She couldn't do it.
When it gets beat down, it swells up and tightens right back up. I don't know.
Yo.
What it
is. Her shit is not doing nothing. Her shit is ruined right now. Her shit is ruined
right
now, CC. She over, baby. She over.
This ain't CC, nigga.
Who talking?
It's Bossy. Her pussy is
Bossy? I know you on the phone. What's up, boss lady?
Oh, boy, that shit is not going to be stuck like that, just open like a goddamn, like, niggas is falling out that shit. No.
Where'd she come from? I know she's on the phone. What's up, boss lady? How you doing, ma?
I've been on the phone.
Oh, shit. I know I heard a different voice on there somewhere. I thought that was my man, Tone.
Kept having flashbacks. What?
But I was Tone in the background being trying to use a different voice, a ventriloquist type shit. You know what I'm saying?
You
know what I'm saying? What's up, boss lady?
No, that's
bossy.
Okay, bossy. I mean, you got so many damn people hosts on this show, man. This show been airing for like fucking 3, 4, 5 years. It's been like 1,000 hosts on here. You got a boss lady,
nah,
a bossy.
That's bossy. That's the one that, whatchamacallit, that's helping Ashton.
Oh,
she's typing right now. That's why she can't think.
Ashton just fucked up. Her mind just can't think right. Her man got her all fucked up.
But you just feel like when you an alpha female like we are, it's hard for you to have a dude to just dominate you. So it fucks with you mentally. She didn't say she's walking around here like she was a cowgirl, but she just got somebody who's on her level and a little bit above. So it's hard for us to take that back burner to I got by somebody. It's like everybody needs to match.
Yeah, she got.
Like
she got for sure.
Yeah, you ain't my friend.
Her ass got guy for sure. He got that ass real good. Just like Tone. Tone got got by CeCe. His ass is got, yo. It's a wrap there. His ass is got. So
you
ask him, ain't by yourself. You down with Tone? Ain't by yourself, boo?
If you had a flashback on the phone, I heard your ass pop rock.
Say again?
You had a flashback to motherfucking self.
Oh, yeah, I did. I'm dead serious. I got a flashback for real, like 2 flashbacks for Chop. Yo, fuck me up for real. But guess what, though? I recovered and left my ass alone.
You're not around doing it over and over again. That's why you ran too, nigga.
Nah, never scared. I'm a Virgo. I ain't never scared. I'm a Virgo. Never scared. Stop your lying ass. You know damn well I see ass. Stop playing,
when I was out here for the AT weekend, when I called you Friday night, you ain't pick up the phone, and you sure as hell didn't pick up Saturday. Scary.
Yo, first of all, you was boss down here with you? That's a lie. Yo, listen, when they called me, I was way across town and my body was dead. And I told you that
but
shit for real.
Home.
But I didn't lie.
When we called you, you were at Bible study, what?
No, that's not across town. My body was dead in Bible study. You a liar, son. You a liar. I still did Bible study.
Wait. You broke Tone. Let me break you down. You come on. You got a free ticket to get some pussy. You supposed to go get it. Why you ain't go get it? You know pop box in town, nigga. You supposed to have 3 or 4 fucking charges for your phone. You got more excuses than nigga going to jail. I was cross town. The battery was dead. What else?
Yo, real talk. I was across town at the party. The battery was fucking dead.
Hey,
cheap ass
glass
Galaxy 3 phones ain't shit, yo.
Wait.
They the worst phone.
Wait.
You know that?
Wait. Rewind. You got a party across town. G's on the main line. Tell them what you want. Your battery's dead. And you can't talk no shit. You the pot calling the kettle black.
Yo, bullshit, boss. Listen. That's bull. Listen. I said, Chuck, just send me the address where you guys at, and I come through there. Never got an address. Never got nothing from her. Never.
That's how you couldn't answer the phone, nigga. Why would you give you the address you can't get
yo,
the phone?
Yo, I said, look, boss. I said, listen. I said, take the address if you go out. I said, guaranteed. Send me the address, yo. I'm coming through there. She knew that for a fact. She bullshitted me.
We had no more voicemails. You only had data. Then why would you tell her to send you address instead of the phone getting it verbally?
What'd you say?
That's like excuse number 17. Don't talk about tone. Tom may have his way, but at least he stayed there. You can't give me one.
Yo, boss, you dead wrong. Listen,
fight.
I was straight ready to come to you through there for real. I was coming for real.
He was.
Yo,
she
ain't give me no address, no nothing, boss. No address or nothing.
Your
but now, let's go
dead.
Back now. Hold on, let's go back now. I done been in her town many a fucking times, all right, boss. All right, chalk, I'm here. Nowhere. She dipping on me.
Many
times you have been in her town.
I went to the
yes,
strip club with child. You and my brother.
Yo, many times been there, she told me.
What? Then please.
Many times been there, she
did. Y'all came to my apartment to pick me up. I came. I just didn't come how you wanted me to come, but I came with you. I went with you and my brother to the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Chuck, be scared for real. I'll tell you what then, Chuck. All right, because boss talking shit. I will personally come to your town this weekend. What day is good for you? Because I don't like boss coming to me.
I'm working overtime every day until December.
See what I'm saying, boss? See what I'm saying? It's always some shit in the picture.
Oh, you're just trying to redeem your damn shit.
No, I'm not, boss.
When I work overtime, I'm working overtime. Actually, when you tell them when I'm working overtime, I'm working every day like 12, 13 hours a day. I'm working like that till December the 8th. I mean, checking me after December the 8th, but right now, man,
okay.
I'm on my holiday money. I'm on my
okay,
holiday
all right.
Money.
Okay, all right, so right now, we're on this phone now, December 9th, I'm coming down there. We got a deal?
Come
see,
on,
she quiet.
Cletus.
Tone, she quiet, right?
Come on,
she
Cletus.
Dead quiet.
Come on, Cletus.
Boss. She was dead quiet, boss, right?
Yo,
she was dead quiet, right, boss?
You was drowning her out with your voice, nigga. I can't hear.
The line was dead. My line or what? The line was dead. I heard the line was dead. She ain't say shit, right?
Look out. Look
out. Come on, Cletus. I say, come on, Cletus.
Okay, I'll be there. All right, we got a deal, y'all. Now, if she back out, I don't want to have boss say shit, y'all, all right? If she back out, I don't hear boss say shit ever again. Let's phone her.
Back
yeah.
out.
You know what I'm talking about, nigga. Don't play. All right, boss. We got a deal, boss? Boss.
Ain't nothing wrong with Virginia. I know you want to redeem yourself. It's okay. You want to redeem yourself.
There you go. This
yeah,
little woman itis
sure
type y'all got going on
just
here.
Just make sure you
that's
bring the
bullshit.
Black card, baby. Just make sure you bring that black card, baby.
Yo.
Hello.
Come on.
Hello.
Yo, listen to me. Give me that boy. Yo, hey, Tone. Where you at, Tone?
Don't call headquarters.
Tone, I'm going there on the 9th, yo. On the 9th,
Tone
son.
Is not
and
on the
business.
Line. Tone is gone. I'm telling you. Tone is gone.
I'm good. I'm there on the 9th. I'm there.
Tone over and out.
Mm-hmm. Don't call me. You tell my baby, I can't. Don't come down my boo. Nah, I'm coming down there to see you.
Hey, as long as you bring that black card, don't forget. Don't try to change the subject, goddammit.
Oh, I ain't never. No, Chuck, no. She already know. We don't pay for shit. She know that for a fact.
What you mean? I'm not saying you paying for this, nigga. You just taking me shopping. What the fuck you talking about?
That's the same thing.
No,
that is
not.
A perk.
Yo, that's that slick shit, yo. I'm not saying you paying for shit to take me shopping.
Nah,
don't do it.
That's priceless now. So,
yes, you come in December the 9th. Motherfucker, Christmas is December the 25th. What the fuck? Really?
I support
I'm going to get my damn Christmas present.
Guys. She's going to be Jewish during that season, so we support Hanukkah, all our Jewish friends.
Nah, I'm a witness, baby. Hey, boss, I'm a witness for real. Show a witness.
How you a witness when you call her, listen, how you a witness when you call her Jesus when she's sucking your dick? You can't do both.
I ain't never do that.
You say it.
Jesus. Yo, boss got some shit with her, yo. That's fucked up, yo. Some shit with her for real. Totally talking shit. Background.
Oh, my God. Look, y'all. It's almost 12 o'clock. I told y'all I got to get up. It is 11:59.
It is not.
11:49.
Yeah. I'm trying to finish this strawberry reading and get myself before I be in the asking situation. Shit.
You about to tear boss ass up too. You're gonna get boss real good.
I gotta have, look at you cheering for the home team. That's fucked up. I thought we
were That's
how you
get it down.
Damn, that's right. That's right. Yo, on this line right now, my girl is CC. Listen, my girl is CC on this line. She held her shit down for real. I ain't fucking with Ashton. I ain't fucking with Boss or Chalk. But CC, my girl on this line tonight. That's my girl. She represented for real. Punk that nigga out of his motherfucking spot.
CC is out of control. She's been chopping people across their throat for like 2 weeks now. One bitch per week. That's going to add a tone to the mix.
Yo, she ain't no joke, yo. She ain't no fucking joke
not.
For real.
She is so funny.
Yo, she's a straight motherfucking G with her shit, boy. She, nigga, bring that shit to end it. For real, I got you covered.
And damn, we didn't even get a chance to call pretty lumped up. Damn.
That's a shame.
Pretty lumped up.
WeFitsCredit.com, bow.
If we can't see credit, you can beat my ass.
They fit in credit with a K, credit. We can fix your credit.
Fix your credit. Credit.
I don't know if she can hear me. I'm not fucking with no pigeons
because
I'm a swine.
She an eagle. I'm not involving myself in that. I'm a peacemaker. I'm a good Christian woman. I ain't talking about no burners and no pigeons.
Somebody flocked on that bitch. Nah,
she posting up.
She put her ass up,
Biz
Naive.
Damn. How do you get your ass up at home? Listen here, did they come to her house? I'm like, how do you get fucked up at your house?
No, they came to her establishment, and what happened was she
was talking shit to the wrong bitch. Now, you know we could go back and forth and pop shit all day, but that one bitch, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And she was like, that girl started talking about her family and thought she couldn't be found, and she found her ass behind that BBM.
So what you're saying is real life shit gets you fucked up. But what you're saying is don't let this shit right here get you fucked up in reality.
For real.
Don't let raggedy dick get you fucked up.
They found her in front of her workplace, and they said that bitch high yellow, and she turned white like she saw Casper and his crew. and ran. See, now that's my problem. You talk shit. If I talk shit to you, you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you like, bitch, you gonna get foul. Living in the city, I know that when you outside, you got to have something in your hand. Because if somebody's going to spit up on you, and it's more than one of y'all bitches, somebody got to go down with me. I can understand that I'm getting jumped, but if none of y'all catch one, none of y'all, and
well, I'm
going to
get one of you bitches. I'm tasing, Mason, biting like Mike Tyson. You bitches going
something.
Down.
Something, but she ran. So one of them big bitches held her ass down, and they went to work for. They went to work.
Oh shit!
She ran like the wind.
She ran. She was trying to go for her car.
She had an ass beat, huh?
You can't be no thug, and then you can't talk that slick shit and don't back it up.
Take your ass like a fucking woman. What happened? In small words, she got served what she paid for. Don't write a check your ass can't cash.
I don't even like checks. Fuck a check.
Fuck a check. Fuck a check.
I work for the bank. I don't fuck with
this shit. Fuck a check.
Look, I work for the bank. I don't fuck with this shit.
In the South, they put y'all as a jail for a $2 check. Shit, this ain't New York. Ain't got no motherfucker. Ain't got no room for niggas in jail for that shit. Oh, bitch, go home. Shit, pay a fine. We're not down there.
They
put your ass in that jail.
She said, "You gonna talk shit about me and my fam? We will see you."
You can't talk about the family. Really, I don't like arguing too long. I'll be ready to put my fucking hands on a bitch.
Right, me
that,
too.
It's like we too. You old? Yeah, bitch, I'm old. And I'll put an old school ass with a Jersey style, mix a Jersey style on your motherfucking ass. Play with it. You know, I don't want to catch. I'm bonded. I don't need to be losing my bonding behind a bitch. Because, you know, people that talk shit will be the first one to call the police. 911, yes, I'll hold. Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and look. They're saying, yeah, and yeah, she's bonded, too. Yeah, and she's bonded. They dropped down on your ass. Yeah, for real.
They did some gruesome shit to that girl for her mouth. She got
that
backhanded
mouth,
like she owed the pimp some money. Okay, they spanked her. They spanked her. Good.
Well, let me ask you a question. What was the man? Was he fishing? Was he fishing credit when she was getting fucked up? That's what I want to know. Did he blow my score up the way she got blowed up outside? Blow me out.
Yo, he's Kevin Hart right now. That nigga was like, I'm looking this way.
No, I don't believe on me in that.
We wasn't ready.
No.
His statement from what I heard, because this is all hearsay to me. His statement is, please, I don't have time for this BBM drama. I'm too stressed. I'm too blessed. I'm too busy stealing people's businesses to do such things.
He blessed. When you blessed that your dick is small, everybody in the BBM world know that. Yeah, everybody in the BBM world know that. We saw the broadcast messages. We saw it.
For real.
Don't want no short. Hey, Talk, find that song. Don't want no short dick man. Don't want no teeny weeny, teeny weeny, teeny little short dick man.
Get the fuck out of here.
Gotta do the remix. Don't want.
She said, but I pray for them. I pray for my haters.
Y'all got issues for real.
Aw, shut up, 50 Tyson.
Hey, Esther, he might have been
in jail. Oh, shit. 50 Tyson.
Oh, no.
Damn. Where the fuck he at, yo?
We gotta get you in the business now.
Let's pray for my haters.
Pray for your haters.
Y'all know what? I wish I had
you
let me smell your dick. I wish I had let me smell your dick because we would dedicate that to Pretty Lumped Up because that's what she needs to be saying to that nigga. Every time he come in the crib, let me smell your dick.
I'll give me some Aki. What's that Trinidad shit? I'll give me some Aki and make that nigga a fucking breakfast and poison his goddamn ass. I done got my ass whooped behind your ass and you coming in here like nothing happened.
Shit.
I'm gonna credit card his name
baby,
tomorrow.
Baby, I was at a gym.
That's where your ass should be. How the fuck you gonna get beat up like this? And you, my woman.
Wait a minute. I want to know
the brand.
Why she just didn't run inside a Barney's or something? Run somewhere where niggas ain't supposed to be. They wouldn't be. Damn, I'd have been running for my life. I'd have ran my ass some motherfucking where. See it. Motherfucker turned white and ran. I live the five days. I ain't too much of a G to run now. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for y'all. I'm out. Ain't nobody catching me. I'm out. Be flow joke.
I'm
mad.
She got
caught.
Hit one and hit her ass.
She got caught.
Oh, they clipped the ass up, didn't they? Damn.
I had to interview said assailant. I said, yeah, so which one was faster, her mouth or her feet?
That mean her feet was the slowest.
Slowest.
You better run, Forrest. How you get ran down
with no car? You all quick. You ain't gonna catch me. You ain't gonna catch me. See, boss
you
on the old
car.
Here's the kicker question. How do you sleep beside a motherfucker that got their ass whooped and they just don't look the same right now? Yeah.
Looking like Hitman and her to their ass
back.
And shit. Like, man, that's fucked up. Then she light.
Baby. I know you sore. You need your rest. I'm gonna let you sleep in the bed.
I feel bad for her. Lord Jesus. You just have a moment of silence for a prayer.
I cannot feel bad for a person that act like they cannot get touched.
I thought she was
no
quiet. She always was. When I was in Grooveville, she was always quiet. I thought she was a sweet little girl, you know.
No,
little
she moved.
A little light-skinned girl that was sweet.
Hey, Ashton, never be afraid of being outnumbered. Eagles fly alone, pigeons fly together.
No, sir.
Them pigeons, they pecked the hell out your goddamn ass. Shit.
They sure did. Oh, Lord. They sure sunflower seeded that bitch. They done sunflower seeded that bitch. So did.
Whoop, whoop. Chicken. Boy, please,
my thing is,
I'm sorry.
How you get your ass beat for talking shit, get a stitch, come back and talk more shit. Like, you did not learn. You know you're slow learning.
All right. Maybe that was that. You know how you might be. Maybe she had them drugs in her system, and it messed with her. You know, maybe somebody boosted her up. I don't know. I ain't talking shit no more. I'm just like Mike Martin. I won't play no more.
No, that's what she should have said before they walked the dog on her. I don't want to fight no more.
See, that reminds me of this. I work with this chick, and she was like, her sister fuck with this nigga, and he got a baby mama. And the baby mama kept calling their phone, because the baby daddy was over there. So the sister was just like, you know what, I'm tired of fucking with this bitch. And they got into it. And she was like, their daughter was in the background. She's like, tell your daughter to say Brit, just like I taught her. And I guess the girl asked her daughter, and she, the girl taught her to say Brit. And she came over there to fight the girl.
Damn, fucked up. Y'all so violent.
I'm sorry. I would have did the same damn thing. Let me ask my daughter to say Brit, and who taught her? Daddy friend. I'm sorry. I would have to go fight for my honor and the disrespect of having my child around your bitch and your bitch teaching her her name. See,
some shit you don't do. That bring another side of a black woman when you talk about their fucking kids. That bring the beast out of any female. You stick your chest out then.
Could you just imagine the look on her face if she went in there and be like,
hell no.
Run.
Don't stop looking. She probably was in shock. Like, that ain't them. That she was looking too long. She should have glanced and ran.
Mm-mm.
Man, can you imagine what she had on heels? Did she have on heels or did she have on sneakers?
That bitch
should
have some spidey senses.
She should have had some spidey. I'd have been on high alert. Yo, I've been talking shit all week. I'm being alert. Anybody can be touched. As a matter of fact, your BlackBerry is your worst enemy because wherever you go, it knows your GPS location. Checking in. I feel bad.
I'm just saying. That is just shit.
I'm going to have a moment of silence on my phone.
Because they murdered that bitch.
This Cece, second week having somebody on blast. Last week, Cece had somebody on blast. Lord, again this week. Who's next?
Man, y'all, it's just some people I just don't want to go up against.
As an adult, you just don't talk shit. That's all. You just don't talk shit. As an adult, you don't talk shit because...
If you're going to sell wolf chickens, you got to be able to damn, you know, deal with it. You got to make sure you...
Yeah, because I'm still waiting on that hoe to bring her ass to Florida and whoop my ass. You know, she got my address.
Oh, Lord, don't talk about this.
When it was it?
I'm so for real.
What's with you?
Oh, Lord.
I'm still waiting on... What's the girl, what's that whole name?
Oh, Lord. Why she got to ask me?
Hey, what's the name? It's, I seen you her picture. Oh, Blight Rose, that hoe.
There she go.
That fat Rose hoe.
Ah. Rose is your address. She's going down, CC.
Her dumb ass going to end up at the UPS store. That's my business address.
Who pays to get on a plane to whip somebody's ass?
Who
pays somebody $500 for somebody's address and shit, and you got the damn UPS store? Bitch, you Google that shit. That's UPS store, her dumb ass. I called that hoe. That hoe sit back. She's talking about, who is this? Bitch, you got my number. You know who the fuck calling now. What's your fucking problem?
Well, you know what? All I can say
hoe got quiet.
Maybe that man had something in his stuff to make these
pockets.
Females go crazy.
He had something in his pockets.
Okay.
That's it.
It must be B.
Burn up for what?
I'm dead. Just kill me. I'm going down. Lord have mercy. That burned.
That's it.
Burned down. Burned down for what? No, man.
A real nigga will tell you, GA. Where'd you
I'm right here. I'm right here.
If you want to fuck with 1, 3, and 4, are you going to lie about 1, 2, 3, and 4? Or are you going to be like, not today, number 1, because I want to see number 3?
Say it again, Ma.
Listen, you have four chicks, right?
Huh?
You got 4 chicks that you want to fuck with.
Right.
Four of them, right?
Uh-huh.
You got 1, 2, 3, and 4. You'll tell 1, 3, and 4, not tonight, because I want to be with number 2, or you're going to be like, oh, I was at church and I slept over at my pop's house, so I skipped home last night.
I'm a straight liar, y'all. I left church. I'm a liar. I'm a liar. I left church. I'm a liar. I was like a liar, yo. I'm a real Virgo. I'm a liar. I lie my ass off. I ain't heard nobody's feelings. I heard nobody's feelings, yo.
Motherfucker. He's a liar. You disgust me.
That's right, Virgo. That's right.
I like me a man that'll be like, pick a card, boo.
I need oxygen right now. I'm out of air.
What, boy?
CC took all the air.
After
the air. After the air.
How many times I've been
my air. My air. Air. Took all the air.
I'm
lumped up and burned up in one night. Lord have mercy.
At the same damn time.
Same damn fucking time, yo. I'm a liar. Fucking, I'm lying my way through all that shit.
And when you get caught out there, what you do? You gonna sit back and like, oh well, I pray for him. I'm
my haters.
I'm gonna lie to her. It's over. I'm gonna keep lying. She lying.
I'm too blessed for this drama. Mm-mm. You created the drama, you bitch ass nigga. How you gonna sit here and say you too blessed for the bullshit you created? So stop.
I need air on line five.
I need air.
You gotta know how to lie though. Fuck it. Don't get caught up in your shit.
You know how to lie, but they just too aggressive and they be taking over and that's it. You don't know what to do. You ain't got no control.
Virgo,
you
don't have
I hope you catch gonorrhea in the mouth, lying ass motherfucker.
Fuck you, nigga.
Damn,
motherfucker.
That Brooklyn
Wait a minute.
You get your mouth about that green spit coming out your mouth, bitch. Where you been?
I am a creepy motherfucking though. Not me.
Yep, Cece crazy.
I'm
reading about
yeah,
this.
I'm a Virgo.
Girl,
what
Cece.
You expect? I'm a Virgo.
Cece, keep it real.
I'm a Virgo.
My mother a Virgo.
Oh, that's what's
Christian
up then.
Woman.
She's
a Christian
hey,
woman.
Hey, she'll take those children.
Hell no, she's disrupting shit. She told the pastor to get him back in line because he wasn't there first. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? He the pastor.
He a man first.
Oh, my God.
Y'all got issues, for real.
If we don't say we because you one of the people.
Say it again.
All right. Mm-hmm. How we got the issues, but you be in here lying.
I ain't lied yet, though. Not to y'all.
Not to y'all. He lied now, y'all. He lied now.
I did not, boss.
Said
your phone was dead.
You ain't got to lie, Craig.
Craig. It was dead. I was supposed to boss was some bullshit.
You ain't got to lie.
That was Cece that time. See, I'm the peaceful one. She the crazy one.
No, she's on my side. Boss is not.
Cece blowing
nah,
up
that was Cece, nigga. I'm a Virgo. I say you was lying, Virgo.
That's my baby, Cece. That's my back right there. That's my
I'm a Pisces.
Dog.
We the peaceful creature.
Oh,
we just swim around.
Oh, Lord. Them motherfuckers crazy.
Wait, he just had
Aries
just
crazy. Pisces and Aries are crazy.
I think he just recalled in his pants when he heard that Pisces.
Made me choke, nigga. Talk about we crazy. Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna
crazy
like that.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get my mind. My man, I popped the porn movie and hit the play. He ain't hit the play button. Yeah, he just popped it in.
You had to whack that ass.
I said, I'm on
oh,
the show,
shit.
Baby. I'm on the show, baby. Damn.
Ashton.
You know
yeah,
you smoke a little weed, you get a little numbness in your throat.
You better get it, yo. You better get it right now, for real.
Have an appointment with my shower and with my bed. I don't know where y'all going, but y'all getting the hell up out of
here. Now, you ain't shit either. You just as bad as CC on the low.
Shit.
I saw your broadcast.
Yeah, really?
I saw that broadcast.
Really?
Hey, what about that blast when she sitting around with her phone number?
Yes, I'm not for this. Just call me.
I'm not wanting to go back and forth. Yes, you ain't call me. Chad, I got
so
better
so
things
Cece,
to do.
I called and said, hi, I'm calling for Chalk Mommy. This is Pretty Lumpy, and I want to know what your problem is. I didn't leave a message,
oh
but I thought she would laugh. Mm-hmm.
Everybody else called. Connecticut Miss from Connecticut, everybody else called.
Right,
except,
you know,
I have
some of the
contact.
Motherfuckers were happy to get her number.
Yes. And then somebody said, you changed your number? I'm not about to give out my real number. Shit, they can get the Google number and still
ring.
Shit.
You know?
I said, what the hell is this? She gonna change her number and shit? They tell me and shit?
Nah,
said,
that's
look
my
at
Google
this.
Number.
That's that evil
yeah,
shit
see,
right there.
I had to hit them with that New York number. They were like, oh, shit, child done moved to New York? Not even.
that Brooklyn dick must have got her.
Uh-uh.
Got it.
But watch out for these country girls ain't no joke now.
I told Tom, but he wouldn't listen.
He listens. See, the thing about me, though, is, you know, I'm a little bit everywhere. I got family in Cali, out there with Asinet, and Snapback Land. Then I got
oh,
the Southerners, Pipe Shot.
Tom on
I got
Twitter
course,
saying, he on Twitter saying, showing y'all mad love.
Yeah,
because
I sent
right
out
now.
A tweet to everybody.
Yeah, he's
retweeting. Oh, let me see.
I'm glad that misunderstanding got resolved. That's wonderful. That's the Lord. God gonna bless you.
Yo, okay, what number is 718-662-0740?
Sound like Brooklyn.
That's New York, no.
And it says Queens.
New York.
Queens, oh, the pretty boys in Queens. Hey, can you hear like this again?
Interesting.
You can't forget no 71. It's an old school number, too. 71 ain't even available no more.
Old school for real.
347 out there now. What the fuck?
718.
That's your mama number. You don't use your mama number on your phone.
That's your mother number.
You got to say like you're from New York. That's from your mother.
Your
oh, my goodness. Y'all is just too much. Y'all is just too much.
It's Cece's fault. She done brought the beast out of all of us. I was just chatting along with Ashton, being nice. And Cece done talk about burning and Chop to talk about lumps. It's both of you two. Y'all evil.
Just call her.
Real quick. He burnt the bitch and lumped another one up. So all I got to say is, man, that dick is good. And she going through all that and motherfuckers
get
getting burnt.
You
know what it is? Before the phone cut off, what it is that she been rocking with that nigga. She been rocking with that nigga for 3 years. And she was like, ring me along. I've been going for so long, but I'll be damned if I see another chick on your arm. That's what happened.
I'm like Forrest Gump. I'm like Forrest Gump. That's all I got to say about that.
That nigga sticks with her and everybody else. Like,
why he lies so much though? Why he got a lot to get the women? Tell us that, man online. Why
y'all? I don't understand that.
Getting people lumped up and stuff, man. That's not right.
Because that right there, that's what I'm saying. That's a sociopath move. How do you sit here and lie about the shit that you do and then portray yourself like you're a good ass nigga? You're not.
How do you burn somebody and have them looking crazy?
Yeah, because I heard he be catching them green stuff. He be catching that stuff. That's what I heard.
Ooh. It ain't the credit card though. It ain't green dot.
No, it ain't green dot.
It ain't green dot. Stupid,
yo. Crazy. Yo, oh my gosh.
Yo,
you know, you
yo.
Got
oh
mercy. You save you dark skin, but Ashley better watch out. She a little caramel thing over there.
Yeah.
Tell Big Tone, I say he look like he got a little dick for real.
Yo,
she just started Shekinah off a motherfucking T.I. title. She's talking shit on it.
Oh, my God, yo.
We need to keep it a real hour. I want everybody to call and ask CC a question, see what kind of answer you get, because I need to be high for this, though.
What? Got to be so high.
Hey, Tone, the only thing he look like he can do with pussy is eat it.
Where's the oxygen?
Oh, my God.
He put his tongue in pussy.
He can eat it. Lord have mercy.
Oh, God.
He said he's looking for it. He's sticking, baby.
That's probably all he can do, lick it.
He said it's fat, though. What? That was the funny part. That's what made me hit the number one on the line. When he said it's fat, though, I said, oh, shit. So the circumference around the perimeter of the head. What? Nigga, just say I got enough. That was the best answer you could say. You don't love her, make you bring yourself out. It's fat, though.
Yeah,
I go real fast.
Right?
I go real fast, though.
He probably could
hey,
do more damage
all way back.
Nose.
He probably had your feet behind the ceiling when he get done going real hard. He get up close, I was like, he'll slip out. I'm not saying nothing else. That's it. I've been drinking Rita's. It's the Rita Tone. It ain't me. It's CC and Rita. CC Rita did it.
Yeah,
I don't want to fight no more.
I don't want to fight no more. tell Gina I don't want to fight no more.
Oh, my God. Y'all just sick and wrong. For no
say, am I still pretty? Good night, bitch. number two. Good night, number two.
Good night, home base. I got to go. I'm going to get my popped out.
Good night, thug, missus. Thug, missus. I'm going to pitch up. Thug, missus. I'm about to make me into mixtape. I want Chalk Mommy to represent me on the promotion. Thug, missus. Lumps of bumps. Burn. That's my first line. That ain't even 8 bars. That's a bar. That ain't even no bar. Thug, missus. Burn. Lump me up. Hold me down. She was like this. Can't nobody hold me down. Oh, no.
So I got to keep on running.
Moving.
Got to keep on running.
He got to keep
hey,
on
it
burning.
Be running, it could be either running or burning.
Burning.
Oh, Lord.
Running and burn.
Let it
he
burn.
Said runny
let
burning.
It burn.
That burning is running.
You
Lumpy,
know?
Runny, burning.
That's nasty, y'all. That's a nasty
hey,
shit.
Boss, but it's fat, though.
What is it?
I got it. The head fat.
The circumference of the head. I said
the perimeter of the outside logical latitude.
Of the diameter of the circumference.
Pi divided by 3.
My head fat, but I ain't got that done.
Put the
I
square
by
root
three.
In your girl. I'm about to put the square root in your girl. I'm going to take them two C's and turn them into D's. Throw some D's
no,
on
it. Well, I'm addicted. He be sucking on. Sucking ass nigga.
Suck
it. I'm done.
I like that. Hey, listen, y'all. One more thing, Chop, where you go. Remember Boys in the Hood? When the motherfucking bitch-ass police got Ice Cube, he was like, oh, like one of Crenshaw Martin motherfuckers. Oh, you like that? Oh, you're scared now. I like that. You're scared now. I like that.
Oh, shit.
Little niggas ain't shit.
Oh, man, y'all niggas crazy.
Y'all gonna go watch that movie tonight. Y'all motherfuckers gonna go back and see if you can ride that black motherfucker talking that shit to them. And remember
okay.
The wood, hey, you, greasy one. You gotta say, hey, you, lumpy one. Watch your back.
Oh,
watch your back. Don't back
oh
down.
My God.
God, crazy.
Keep on running. Don't stop now.
Keep on. You gotta say keep on burning. No, it's two remixes. It's keep on running and keep on burning.
Oh,
keep
God.
On burning. Don't stop now.
It's
getting hot in here.
Real.
You love
it.
The fireman. Remember Lil Wayne, the fireman? Fireman. That's fine. He can burn
oh
me up and then put me out. He can lump me up and then put me out.
Oh, my God. I got my stomach hurt so bad. Oh
y'all know I'm high. You can't be talking to me when I start getting a roll. But one more thing.
Oh
and that
God.
Bitch, that's only one bitch I got beef with on BBM. That's motherfucking Redberry. If I ever see that little half-white, whatever she want to be, hoe,
oh.
I promise you I want to snatch her larynx out of her throat.
Ooh. That hoe confused. She confused.
She always talking shit to me. I don't even fuck with her. You know, I can be a bitch, but
she
I don't know.
She talks shit to everybody. That's all she do.
That's all she do is talk. Oh, Mississippi mud duck bitch.
Yo.
I live in a fucking project. This bitch got a goddamn house with panel, wood paneling on the wall. Bitch, fuck you, you Bama ass. Backwoods mud duck bee.
mud duck. Hey, yo, how's our girl doing, yo? Our girl Monet, how's she doing? What a career. Monet, what a career.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I did.
He did it.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I did. How's the career going?
He did do it. Laugh my Jada Kiss over there.
She's stupid, yo. Yo, how's the career going? Good?
Here's a career.
Huh? It's a career. Oh, shit.
Oh, we got a DVD is starting, y'all. I guess I got to go. I found a bitch on Mayboy. I got to go. I feel you, girl. I got to go.
Whack that ass right now. She in for it, yo. She in for it right now, yo. She don't get it. She don't get it right now.
Give it to her. Good, mama.
I
don't know what's happening.
I'm going to deal with y'all. I didn't know she was a rapper.
Yo, the boss is getting it right
now. Who the rapper? I was rapping? I don't even recall that.
Oh, yeah, she rap. Yeah, she a rapper, too.
She didn't tell us that.
Yeah. Yeah, she did. Remember we saw the video, remember? That night on the line, we saw the video. I love she rap, too. Yeah, she rap. But she a rapper. She's an actor.
Did you see her television
rapper,
debut?
Actor, huh?
Did you see her television debut?
Nah, I just saw a clipping of it. What they was kind of
doing. That's what it was.
What?
You put your white tone on a clipping of it.
Yeah, clipping on yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that's
but
what
I mean, she was they had asked him, saying, was she a stalker? And I mean, she was like, no, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? They was giving like kind of hell though. But I mean, I don't know what Like, but she said she's going to be on Hip Hop and Love, whatever, she's going to be on the show, she said. So she
Love
and
Hip Hop.
Yeah. She had a lot of new things coming her way.
That must be a bootleg version.
I'm saying since that episode, she got a lot of offers. You know what I'm saying?
She
to be out there and do big things.
And it was worth it then.
Huh?
Yeah.
It was worth it
then. So she's going to have a hair and makeup crew this time?
You know what? You mean... yo,
I'm
so fucking angry, yo.
Why?
Throw some clothes to them. Fucking throw some clothes
low.
To them. Throw some clothes to them. Yo,
you see how they did, huh?
Yo.
You see how they did, huh? Compared to the rest of them. You seen that.
You know what I thought, though, really? Like, remember in Boomerang Ray Down, play Halle Berry and made your girl Gibbons the main joint? I thought that would happen. He had to downplay her. Because she was a girl coming on the show for the first time as the, you know, the little side joint. They had to downplay her look with the hair, makeup, and the gear. That's how that would happen. So that's all in the
well,
script. You're telling
Jesse Jackson of a promoter. Listen here.
That's all in the script, right?
Down for you.
Am I right?
You a good old liar, boy. You sound believable, too. I'm believing that shit. Jada Kiss. That's her new name, Jada Kiss. You got me believing this shit, too. That shit sound real.
Yo, that's in the script, though. I mean, they had a downplay, you know what I'm saying? So, but, I mean, I think real talk, she probably went there with whatever shit really flied out, and they probably said, nah, take that shit off. We got a petition on here. That's what I think will happen, though. What y'all think?
Man, I'm not about to come on TV and a motherfucker make me look like that. Fuck no.
Even Susie.
Yes, I think that check. Give me that check. I'll go on TV. Give me the check. I don't care nothing about that.
Give me that check on TV.
Fuck that shit, Bob. Well, cast me. I'm Chalk Mommy, uh-huh.
Give me that check. Give me that motherfucking check.
Give me that
right
motherfucking
check.
I'm humiliated, but I got some goddamn money. Because it's for free, I might as well do it for a check.
Do it for a check. So now, let me ask you a question, though. Do y'all think that her and, was it Marbury had an affair or what, y'all think?
Mm-hmm.
You think she fucked him?
Yeah.
He keep having affairs. He don't make no money no more over there in China.
But now, she said she never fucked a dude before.
Yeah, right. She put the head in. It's bad.
Put the head in. Yo, this is part two of the show, yo. This is part two for real, yo. Yo, this is part two for real, yo. This shit is off the chain.
I'm
just letting y'all know, y'all are about to be kicked off, and it's not me.
No, we're not.
We're going to continue this next time.
What day?
Burn up.
You better run for it. Run.
DC. Where's CC at?
Virgo, stand up.
Stand up, boy. We here. We right here. Rise up. We right here. Yo, boss. Hey, boss. Go ahead and get your boot smoked, all right?
I'm your head now. Shut up, nigga.
Chalk, get your rest. Acid, take a Advil.
I got to go. Bye. Bye.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
You know my shit?
Man, she said, I gotta go. Bye.
I gotta go. She get a boot smoke for real. My man is turning her ass up right now. He put a porno.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Chuck. He put a porno shock.
Oh, my goodness, I can't do y'all no more.
Oh, shit. That nigga put in the porno.
He must have hit twice.
Like a bug.